Home with Larry White. The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the Getting Place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. The first half of the 2022 season has been put to rest. After five contests, head coach Bruce Lamb and his Clay County Bulldogs have assembled a 4-1 record, with the only blemish coming in last week's penalty-plagued Battle of Wills against the Westmoreland Eagles. The season opened with blowout wins as the competition level gradually increased each week before reaching its crescendo in the climatic conclusion against their most quality opponent yet. Tonight marks the start of the back half, and once again, the Dogs have a five-week slate that starts easily enough, but sees the quality of opponents increase each week until the regular season ends against the hated Gordonsville Tigers. To kick off the back half, the Black and Gold have left their native Dog Pound and traveled westward 30 minutes into the heart of Red Dog territory. Head coach Jeffrey Link is ready to sick his 3-3 Bulldogs on to the Invaders. Welcome to the 49th Battle of the Bulldogs.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
and budget pest control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Coming up during the Clark West pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, this is the Clark West pregame show for the second consecutive week and the fourth time this year we're on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be describing the game as it plays out before us tonight. I'm feeling pretty safe here in Red Bull and Springs because I'm joined by a pair of Red Dog Slayers, the first of which is our network producer, Rob Edwards, who has 20 wins against only two losses in the past 10 seasons against Red Bull and Springs. Dominant coach.
Well, it's one of our favorite teams to beat, Daniel, just to be honest with you. Has been for a long time. But third week in a row, we're seeing a whole lot of red. My eyes are beginning to dislike it even more.
Well, I guess maybe the fourth week, Cornersville, of course, they were wearing most of the white, but four red teams in a row.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, I'd call Cornersville burgundy, but that's a shade of red, so you can get it in there, yeah.
That's close enough. I don't like any of that.
Also joining us, the network's founder, analyst, and statistician, a man who never lost to the Red Dogs on the gridiron, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for that kind introduction, Daniel. You know, 2 weeks in a row on the road, too, guys. You know, but as always, we made the best of the short trip by grabbing a bite at one of the staples in Clay County. You just can't pass up a shot at Dairy Burger when you come to Red Bull and Springs.
You can't. It was probably 4:30 when we stopped, and already hard to find a parking spot. If you go through there right now, 6 o'clock, it's 30-minute wait to get in. Great place.
And, you know, pretty good perch we have here on the visitors' bleachers, Daniel. The weather's great. Fall is definitely in the air. May get cool up here tonight.
Yeah, we've got the layers with us, and we may have put them on too quick. We haven't got a lot left to put on. So,
I do. I got some left. I've already put some on. I have some left.
It's definitely football weather. That's right.
Looking forward to this one tonight. And, you know, the Red Dogs, they've probably caught this black and gold Bulldog team at the wrong time, you know, coming off that tough loss at Westmoreland. And I'd say we're about to witness this Clay County team rebound in a big way here in the Battle of the Bulldogs, as they're the clear favorites in this one, Daniel.
They are, and I want to see them come out and take care of business and do it efficiently. I want to see some cleaner play tonight than we've seen the last couple of weeks, and nobody wants to see that more than Coach Lamb, I know.
There's one group that will always be our clear favorites here on the Horizon Sports Network, and we need to recognize them. We do it every week. We just can't say enough about these sponsors, Daniel. They make it all happen, and, you know, we hope folks will do business with them and let them know we appreciate what they do.
Absolutely. It's something that we simply could not do without.
We also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper each week, because that's where this all started. The Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the weekly paper we put out, and we've been doing that for right at 2 decades now. So we hope folks will support the newspaper. Check out next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, as we do in every pregame show, we'll talk about what was in this week's paper in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So, folks, stay with us for more of the Clark West pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. Daniel, the headline read, Dogs Come Up Short in Slugfest with Eagles. The story talked about how Westmoreland edged out Clay County 20-19 after a dog two-point conversion failed in the waning moments of the game, plagued by a total of 385 yards of penalties assessed on 34 flags thrown. In 29 years of coaching, I've never been involved in anything like that, Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb was quoted saying. All we wanted was for our kids to have a chance to play. It was extremely frustrating, but with all the penalties and everything that happened, we still had a chance to win the game at the very end. And that says a lot about these kids. They never quit. That possibility to win came when sophomore quarterback Nate Adams triggered a fourth down pass from the Westmoreland 42-yard line, with the Dogs trailing 20-13 and the clock ticking down under a minute. The ball caromed off an Eagle defender and senior utility man Alec Kerr before it was snatched out of the air by senior wideout Jimmy Burchett, who headed towards the goal line. A split second later, he was tackled. Before he was tackled, Burchett miraculously lateraled the ball back to Kerr, and he walks into the end zone to pull Clay County within a point. I never hesitated, Lamb said, of his decision to go for the win. With as many penalties as we were getting and all that was going on, I thought it was the right call. The unsuccessful attempt may have sealed the Dogs' fate, but missed opportunities also played a part in their first loss, including three empty red zone appearances and three Westmoreland turnovers that Clay County just couldn't capitalize on. Lamb also commented on that. He said, when you get gifts, you need to take advantage of them, and we didn't. And, Daniel, when you take out all that other noise that went on in that game,
there was a lot.
That's really what that game came down to, as your summary is going to show.
It does. The Dogs turned the ball over on downs on the Eagle 18-yard line on their opening possession, and the first unfruitful gift came in the form of a Westmoreland fumble on their first offensive play. It wasn't a recurse that set Clay County up in Eagle territory with a 40-yard punt return that the Dogs finally dented the scoreboard. Senior signal caller Keaton Arms, who left the game with injury in the fourth quarter, found Burchett for a 20-yard touchdown shortly after Kerr put Clay County in business. And senior Levi Garrett made the extra point to put the Dogs up 7-9 with 9:26 left in the second quarter. Westmoreland then immediately answered to knot the game up again on their ensuing drive. And after some extracurriculars resulting in personal fouls, the teams headed into the locker room tied up at the half 7-7. The second half opened with the Dog defense forcing the Westmoreland three and out, and Clay County marching 67 yards to reclaim the lead. Kerr burst free for 15 yards, and senior tailback Joseph Markham broke a 28-yarder before he scored from a yard out to put his team up 13-7 following a failed extra point kick. Adams then picked off his second Westmoreland pass on the night, but Clay County again wasted the scoring opportunity with another turnover on downs in the red zone. The Eagles then made it even on their ensuing possession with a long touchdown run before they cashed in on a tipped screen pass to interception to go ahead 20-13 with 2:43 left to play. As they began their final drive, the Dogs immediately found themselves behind the sticks where they played from all night, but they battled through it. Adams hit senior tight end John Hamilton for the initial first down and junior Weston Burble to move at the chains again before he, Burchett, and Kerr combined to give Clay County their game-winning opportunity before falling 1 point short. Final score, Clay County 19, Westmoreland 20. Tough loss, Thomas, but a lot to learn from that one and grow up with on it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I've heard Coach say before, sometimes, you know, losses can be a good thing if you respond to them the right way, and hopefully we're going to see Clay County do that here tonight. But in that game, you know, both offenses had a pretty good night, Daniel. Westmoreland totaled 252 yards in the contest on 37 plays, while Clay County had 302 yards on 52 offensive plays. That's a number that jumped out at me.
Yeah.
You know, 52 offensive plays. We haven't seen that yet this year.
No, we've not.
They had 25 carries for 139 yards, on the ground, 163 yards through the air on 12 of 27 passing. Arms and Adams both threw the ball that night. His arms went out with injury late in the first quarter. He was 7 for 16 for 67 yards, a touchdown and an interception. And Adams was 5 for 11 for 96 yards, a touchdown and an interception. Burchett was the leading receiver with 3 catches for 80 yards and a touchdown. Kerr had 4 catches for 40 and a TD. Hamilton 2 for 15. Burble 1 for 9. And Nate Adams had 2 catches for 19 yards. Kerr was the leading rusher with 7 carries for 55 yards. Arms had 10 carries for 45 yards. Markham 8 for 39 yards to round out the rushing. Defensively, Burchett led the way with 8 tackles, one of those for loss. Markham had 7, a sack, and a TFL. And Kerr and Junior Parker-Smith each had 5 stops on the night. Garrett Burble and Senior Ricardo McElroy all had 4 tackles. Senior Hunter Kyle made 3. Arms and Adams, who had those 2 picks in the game, one of those was huge right before the break to keep Westmoreland out of the end zone. And Hamilton and Junior Hayden McGee each had 1 tackle. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your Dale Hollow Horizon, out in stands on Tuesday afternoon and in your mail on Wednesday. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for the Battle of the Bulldogs here in Red Bone Spring on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by the...
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show, it's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the TWSAA playoffs for 5 consecutive seasons and have 24 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 11 wins to 24 losses, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 1985. The Red Bone Springs Bulldogs have made 2 playoff appearances. Those took place in 2014 and then last year in 2021. When all 4 teams from Region 4A automatically advanced to the postseason. Red Bone Springs has no wins to 2 losses playoff record. These teams are meeting for the 49th time in their histories, first squaring off back in 1974. The Black and Gold Bulldogs' largest margin of victory came in that inaugural series contest in 1974 when Salina won 76-12. The Red Dogs' largest margin of victory was 49-0 in 2015. The longest winning streak of the series belongs to Clay County when they won in 20 straight games spanning from 1979 through 1998. The Red Dogs' longest streak was 2014 through 2016 when they won 3 straight series meetings. Clay County currently holds a 5-game series win streak that began in 2017. Overall, the Black and Gold have 42 wins to 6 losses against Red Bullet. We do have series stat leaders out of so many prior contests. We've got several names in each category. Due to time constraints, we'll just share the leader in each category. We'll start on the ground. Rushing yardage leader against Red Bull Springs, J.R. Fraga, 296 yards in 2013, his senior year. We'll switch right over there to rushing touchdowns. It's tied. J.R. Fraga in that game I just mentioned, he had 5 rushing touchdowns. And then Thomas East tied with your classmate, the Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, Gary Davis. He had 5 rushing touchdowns y'all's senior year in 1994.
Longest rushing touchdown came from Kurt Cherry, a 95-yarder, Daniel, in 2011. Those guys had big games against the Red Dogs, there's no doubt there. Passing yardage leader, Ricky D. Barlow threw for 195 back in 1977. And the passing touchdown leader, our uncle, our late uncle, Hall of Famer Bill Napier, 1974, he had 5, Daniel.
On the receiving end, the leader there, Wyatt Mabry, as he is against a lot of teams, 126 yards receiving off the arm of Seth Mackey back in 2015. Receiving touchdowns, got 2 guys tied there. Greg Craig, in that debut in 1974, he caught 3 of those 5 touchdown passes from Uncle Bill. And Hayden Cherry, in 2018, had 3 touchdowns receiving. That a personal game for Hayden. He lives over here close to them. Knew those guys. I remember that game well.
Longest receiving touchdown came from our sponsor of this segment, Johnny Booger McLaren, caught an 82-yarder from Hall of Famer Roger Short in 1982, and I think you need to add Mr. Booger a star beside his name, too. He's in the Hall of Fame.
That's
now,
right,
Daniel. I'd just like to know if Booger ran 82 yards or what happened with that play.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a quick screen that he took or a bomb that he only carried a few yards. Tackle leader on the defensive side, J.R. Fraga, 2012. He had 15 solo stops. The sack leader, the late Jonathan Frazier, his junior year in 2002, 5 quarterback takedowns behind the line of scrimmage. Talking about the host here, tied for the interception lead.
Yeah, half a dozen with 2 interceptions in a game against Red Bull and Springs, led by the Hall of Famer Kevin Watson at the top of the list here in 1984. Evan Richards did it in 2007. Brian Plumlee, a teammate of mine for some time, did it in 1995. Al McLaren had 2 picks in 1980. Nick Cox, 2 in 2009. And Corey Barlow, 2 interceptions against Red Bull Springs in 2004.
Longest interception return touchdown belongs to linebacker Matt Kirk in 2003. He had a pick 6, 70 yards long.
And the longest kickoff return touchdown, I think I've said this before, Daniel, but I'll never forget it, and I got to say it again. That was the year that Red Bull and Springs thought they were going to take care of Salina for the first time. A lot of hype about the Red Dogs at the time. Gary Davis shut them up on the first play of the game. He took back the opening kickoff 90 yards for a touchdown.
That's when you guys were sophomores, I believe. And the final category, longest punt return touchdown. Got 2 guys tied here. Hall of Famer Stephen Arms, who's an assistant coach on this year's squad. In 1988, he took a punt return 60 yards to the house. And Dustin Thompson, his senior year in 2003, also had one from 60 yards out. That concludes our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we will return with our lustral and decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
Welcome back. Tonight on About a Bulldog History, we continue celebrating the Bulldogs of the past by recognizing a team that's celebrating either a lustral or decadal anniversary. Last week, we discussed the 1967 team. This evening, we turn back the clock 40 years to 1982. The Vietnam Memorial opened in Washington, D.C. Paul Bear Bryant coached in and won his last game weeks before dying. Thriller, the greatest-selling album of all time, was released by Michael Jackson, and Russell Richardson made his debut as the head coach of Salina High School football. Thomas, this outstanding season in 1982. For the second year in a row, they assembled a 9-2 record in 1981. The team went 9-2. A lot of these guys that you're fixing to share were a big part of that team. And then again, in 82, they had a 9-2 record. They had offensively 15.4 games points per game that they scored, which seems low, but here's the kicker. Defensively, they only allowed 6.9. So they won a lot of games by having a stiff defense. Just a lot of names on here that people are going to recognize, and I'll let you share them.
Well, it starts with eight freshmen on the team: Gary Hamilton, Donnie Copeland, William Markham, Jeff McLaren, Brian Hossel, Hall of Famer Jimmy Crankle, Pat Teeples, and Vincent Williams. So there's already some names right there in that freshman class. Four sophomores: Doug Spivey, Benny Short, Mike Matthews, and Todd Upton. 11 juniors and 8 seniors on this team, so almost 20 upperclassmen, just solid with experience and age there. Jeff Corse led the way for the juniors here on top of the list. Chris Hamilton, Dwayne and Darrell Reeser, both in the Hall of Fame. Joel Watson, Jeff Shelton, Jeff Scott, Gary Short, I guess that's Spark, Jeff Wildman Watson, who is also a Hall of Famer, Jeff Bailey, and Curtis Witham. 8 solid seniors led by Alan Melton, who's in the Hall of Fame, Jerry Eads, William Maxfield, Dale Watson, Tom White, Kevin Westmoreland, Michael Kiesling, and Wayne Cox. You talked about it, Daniel. The first year Hall of Famer Russell Richardson was leading the Bulldogs, and his assistants also in the Hall of Fame, and some of the greatest of all time, Randall Walker and Joe Neil Eads. Managers Jerry Denton, Kelly Scott, Dwayne Smith, and Troy Smith.
Thomas, just throw a few comments out about this group before we get into their schedule.
Well, I mean, where do you start, really? There's some legendary names involved in there. Lots of stars, which we have on the list here, designated Hall of Famers. And you know what? There's a lot of names right there that needs to be considered for it.
Yeah, there's at least two there that I'm going to nominate myself this coming year. We won't plug that right now. Start to go into that. We'll talk about Clay County Sports Hall of Fame later. Let's look at this 1982 schedule. They open up the season with a 14-0 win against Westmoreland. Spark Short, 2 touchdown passes in that one. Before the next week, battling Jackson County to get to 2-0, they won 14-13. Thomas, they were down. Clay County, or Salina High School, was down 13-0 beginning the fourth. Then Gary Sparkshore connected with Jerry Eads on a touchdown pass, and Adam Melton kicked the extra point for the win with 2:42 left on the clock. So they had to fight from behind against a good Jackson County team.
And we've talked about how important the kicking game is at this level, Daniel, at the high school level. I mean, that just goes to show you. We talk about the one-point losses and the one-point wins. That one came down to the final play right there on the extra point, and Melton banging it through. They then blew out Baxter the next week, 29-0. Spark short, 2 rushing touchdowns and 1 passing. And it looks like you've got a note there, Daniel. They climbed in the AP top 10 at that with that win.
They did, and they climb again the next week after beating Monterey 14-7 to go 4-0. It was an overtime win. Jeff Korth had 17 carries for 102 yards and a touchdown. They climbed to 8th in the AP poll there before facing these Red Bull and Bulldogs, blowing them out 34-0 in game 5 to remain undefeated. Only gave up 6 yards of offense to the Red Dogs in that
one. Well, the defense is so impressive when you look at these scores, Daniel. Back-to-back wins over Watertown, 14-6, and then a shutout of Hawkeye, a 7-0 win over Livingston Academy. Dwayne Reacher, the star of both of those, 1 rushing touchdown and 1 receiving against the Purple Tigers. And then in the first quarter, he had a 60-yard interception return, a pick 6, to beat. I guess that was the only score of the game.
Yep.
To beat Livingston. And then they got into the AP top 5, Daniel.
Moved up to number 5 in single A in the state before they find their first loss in game 8 against double A squad Hickman County. Now, in 1981, same exact thing. They opened up 7-0, play Hickman County and get beat. In 82, opened up 7-0, play double A Hickman County, who had a 2-5 record going into that game against the 7-0 squad. But they bested us 7-14. Hickman County able to rush for 325 yards, probably kept the ball away from the Bulldogs in that one. They wrap up the regular season with a big win over Macon County, 20-16. Crane Cole, 100 yards rushing in that one. And then a big one with Gordonsville. Now, at the time, only one team advanced to the playoffs. So this 10th game season finale was with Gordonsville. They end up losing it 0-13. Gordonsville was 9-0. Number 4 ranked team in the state. Salina was 8-1, number 7th ranked team at the state. 0-6 after the first quarter, 0-13 at the half, and that was all the scoring. Just unfortunately, well, a lot of games have went with the Tigers over the years.
Yeah, they have, Daniel. And then they got to play, didn't make the playoffs. Like you said, one team went, but they played in the Industrial Bowl. You'll have to tell me where that was held, Daniel. I'm not quite sure, but it was a rematch with Jackson County. They beat them by 1 point in the regular season. Well, this time they upped it a little bit, knocked out the Blue Devils 16-7.
I think I'm going to guess Westmore
before
that was held. That is a guess, though. Well, we always like to share the cheerleaders and the football queen from that year, cheerleaders from 1982, Patricia Dillon, Tina Beard, Melissa Garrison, Camille Eads, Jill Flessinger, and Elizabeth Fox, and the football queen that year, Tina Beard, who's now a math teacher at Sonic K-8, Drumright. Tina Drumright's her name now, so some of her current students may not have known that she's the football queen back in 82. Final thoughts on this great 9-2 team.
Well, that's, again, a lot of great names, and to win on the defensive side of the football, Daniel, and have such a great year without scoring a whole lot of points, that says something about the grit of this team.
Sure does. It has been our pleasure to discuss the 1982 Salina High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 40th anniversary. This has been about a Bulldog history brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components that shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and a local agent, Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next on the Clark West pregame show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from the Dogs' road trip to Redbone Springs, where Clay County will look to get to 2-0 in region play. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb and senior wide receiver and defensive back Jimmy Burchett for this edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, as always, appreciate you having us over today.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate it.
And Jimmy, thanks for sitting down with us.
Thank you.
Coach, you said Monday for the paper, you either win or you learn. And obviously you didn't win last week at Westmoreland. So did your team learn from coming up short in that slug festival game?
I think so. We've had a really good week of practice. So we've been really focused on what we're doing. You know, going back to little things, you know, little things add up. And I hope it has helped this week. And it seemed to have in practice.
In that game, we can't dodge it, Coach. Featured 34 penalties, totaling almost 400 yards. You said you've never seen anything like that, but you also alluded to the fact you and your team could do better in those situations. How can that be accomplished?
You know, don't put yourself in that kind of situation. And we did some things that are uncharacteristic of what we do. You know, the kids have learned from it. You know, we've learned where to place our hands on a holding call or, you know, the things that they were doing to us. You don't see very much. And I'm going to tell you, in 29 years, I've never seen some of the stuff that they did to us. So, you know, it's the thing that we just got to overcome, and I think our kids have, and they've learned from it. They've learned how to get away from it and do things the right way.
And despite the loss, the penalties and all, you know, your guys fought to the very end, especially this guy sitting beside you. I like to call him Big Play Jimmy. You know, that's his M.O., I know you've heard the stories from the past, and now you've witnessed it too, Coach. This kid's special, isn't he?
He is very special. I mean, he's so competitive and has so much energy. Just watched him in practice and in the games. He never gets tired. He's always ready to go. And, you know, as you saw this past Friday night, and I'm sure you guys have seen but in years past, he will find a way to make a big play and make things work. And, you know, when we need it there at the end, he catches the ball going down, and as he's falling, he pitches it back to Alec, and, you know, touchdown. And we got a shot to win the game. And that's just amazing that you got a kid that has that kind of competitiveness and you know, just know what to do with the ball. And it's amazing.
Jimmy, walk us through that play. You know, everybody's talking about it. Back's against the wall. You know, clock's ticking out. Y'all got the end zone. How?
I was just running the route. I seen Nate or Alec going across the middle, and I watched Nate throw it. Alec, somebody was on Alec, so I thought I might tip it up. So I run that way and get underneath it, and I catch it, and I take off running. I was going down. I saw Alec stick his hands up, pitch it to him. He run in.
Incredible. Incredible.
Incredible play. And that puts you guys in position, Coach. And you said you never hesitated to go for two right there.
No, sir. I never thought about going for one. I thought even if it would have been, if it wouldn't have been for the game or whatever, if we were up 13-7 and would have scored, I was going to go for two no matter what. I just thought that would be the right call. And I look back now, still don't look back. I mean, I think we did the right decision, and we'd do it again.
Jimmy, it wasn't just that one big play. Well, everybody knows the story of the kickoff return to win the game 2 years ago. A lot of those big plays you've made in your career have come against Westmoreland. What is it about the Eagles that brings the best out in you?
I don't know.
Just the competitive game? Is that what it is? Or?
I just want to win.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And, you know, that may have been one of the most intense and physical football games I've ever seen. There's no love lost between you guys and the Eagles, is there?
Yeah, I don't like losing. Anybody I lose to, I don't like no more.
So do you think that's where it came from? Series got renewed your freshman year.
Yeah.
You guys went down there and lost to them.
Yeah, I ain't like them since.
Okay. Well, it's worked out pretty good. You won two out of the last three.
Yeah.
So. Talk about that competitiveness. Coach, this guy right here, besides big plays, he's one of the toughest players to ever don the black and gold, in my opinion. For his size, he just got the grit. Do you share that assessment?
Absolutely. Jimmy is one of those kids that it doesn't matter if he played right tackle or if he played wide receiver or running back, quarterback, and he could play every position. I promise you he could do that. He's that kind of kid, but he's going to give you 110% every play there is out there. He's going to come off the ball. He's going to do exactly what he's supposed to do. He doesn't want to let his teammates down, and you can see that losing is not in his mind at all. That is not an option for him, and he'll do whatever it takes to win. And you love kids like that. You want kids like that on your team.
Jimmy, is that something you were born with? And if not, who do you credit that to?
I'd say the credit goes to my dad, for sure. I'd get hurt when I was little. He'd tell me to go back in, toughen up.
And I've got to ask you this. I've asked all the rest of the guys, the killer instinct and that will to win, where does it come from in this senior class? Because you guys are going to go down as one of the best groups ever to come through here. What do you attribute your career success to?
I'd say starting when we were young, just growing up, knowing each other, knowing what everybody's capable of, just knowing everybody so good.
Coach, I know these guys want to win, just like you say, and they want to win them all. But that's hard to do no matter how good you are, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you got to have a little luck on your side. You know, luck wasn't on our side this past Friday night. I mean, we fought through a lot of adversity. We played behind the chains most of the night. And to do the things that we did and have a shot at the end, that's pretty amazing. You know, it doesn't go as a win on your record, but it goes as a win in your mind, because we gave ourselves an opportunity to win, and you don't have that every week. And you know, those kids did a great job of getting us in the game and keeping us in the game, and I can't say enough about them. And you know, like I told them after the game, it's okay to go 14-1, but the last game, that's all you got to worry about is winning that last game, and that's what we want to do.
Jimmy, there's a lot of football ahead. Coach just alluded to it. He set a goal for you guys, and that goal's still intact. Be the first team to win the region, earn home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Is that where this team's focus remains?
Yeah, sounds good. It's my new goal, 14-1.
Coach, tonight's the next step towards that goal. This is Red Bull Springs, not Westmoreland, but I'm sure they present some challenges in this one tonight, and this is an important game, isn't it?
It is. You know, we can't play for a region championship if we don't beat this bunch, and, you know, they got an excellent quarterback, left-handed kid, about 6'3", you know, throws the ball really well, got some good group of receivers. And they'll throw the ball all over the field. So it does, it's a different challenge. You know, we've not had anybody try to throw on us very much all year long. So this gives us a different look and something that we can hopefully we'll get good at and, you know, be able to win the football game.
Ball's going to be in there, Jimmy. That could be good for you.
That's what we'd like to hear in the secondary.
That's right. You ready for the Red Dogs tonight?
Can't wait. I'm always ready.
All right, guys. Thanks for taking the time, Coach.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you coming.
Jimmy, good to have you.
Thank you.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
This is Ben inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years. Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, time now for How They Fare from Farm Bureau and agency manager Daniel Burton. Before I kick Coach Edwards, I just want to say, though, that the Industrial Bowl, I kind of guessed that it was in Westmoreland. Listener Kevin Donaldson, he was there at that contest. It was a day game, I'm assuming on a Saturday. Industrial Bowl, Thomas, played in Lafayette.
Well, you were close, Daniel.
Yeah, I was close. You know, same highway.
On the way. All right, guys, How They Fare, Jackson County. Improved 2-4, beating Hawkeye 19-7. Tonight they're at Maplewood, who's also 2-4. A region game for them.
Big one there for that region.
Clinton County, Kentucky, fell to 0-6 after being outscored 52-12 by Greene County. Tonight they are at Edmondson County, who's currently 1-5.
Ooh.
So maybe they'll get their first win tonight.
Possibilities.
Cornersville fell to 2-4 after losing to Eagleville 28-14. Tonight, they're going to fall to 2-5 because they're at Fayetteville.
Oh, well, yeah, Fayetteville can beat a lot of people in the state.
Yeah. Joe Burns fell to 2-4 after being shut out by in-county rival East Robertson. Tonight, they host Gordonsville.
Joe Burns does?
Yes. Westmoreland improved to 4-2 with that win last week over us. Tonight they're at White's Creek to take on the Cobras, maybe the only mascot, reptilian mascot in the, there's not any lizards or anything.
No, that's the only one I know of.
Yeah.
In high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do know about the gators.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very well schooled on the gators now. These Red Bull and Red Dogs are 3-3, looking for that fourth win. First time since 2015, if they can get that fourth one tonight.
Strong team this year, 500 record. They got a lot of hype over here.
It's all hype, Daniel. Scott High fell to 0-5 after a 41-7 loss to Pigeon Forge. Tonight they are at Gibbs in Knoxville, take on the Eagles. Grundy County fell to 0-6 after 61-6 thrashing by Franklin County. Tonight they are at Cannon County.
What's Cannon's record?
1-5.
Oh, okay.
The Lions are 1-5, and Grundy is 0-6. So
similar to that Clinton County game.
Could be an opportunity for them.
Yeah.
York Institute fell to 4-2 after a 44-7 thrashing by Stone, in which one of us picked the right game. Wasn't me.
No, nobody picked
York.
Okay. It didn't work out for any of us. And
Stone's undefeated.
That's right. You have to say Stone's for real.
No doubt.
Hey, next week, Stone and Macon. So hopefully they're both still undefeated next week, and that'll be a good pick'em for us. Tonight they're at Wartburg, take on the 1-4 Bulldogs. Gordonsville improved to 4-2 after a 42-21 win over Coalfield in what we thought might be a decent game, but turned out not to be so much. Tonight they're at Joe Burns.
Typical Gordonsville, you know, they're getting better with each week. They get it rolling at the right time, guys, here on the back half. Let's hope Clay County can do the same and set up that showdown.
Yeah. Looking at their schedule, they have Joe Burns tonight, I think, Trousdale, Red Balling, before they play us. So,
okay.
You know, I don't suspect they'll lose another game.
They should.
So their competition kind of took a nosedive at the end of the year.
Yeah. Normally, Trousdale wouldn't be a nosedive.
That's true.
You know, they are. Dogs' opponents are 21-38 overall currently. Pick'em games. Last night we had Station Camp Bison 4-1 at Mount Juliet 4-1. The Bears of Mount Juliet won that game. From behind, I believe, wasn't it, Dan?
It was. The Buffaloes, they was ahead of the half. I picked the Buffaloes. I lost.
We didn't.
No.
By the way, the current standings are a three-way tie. Maybe the first time
it's not
this deep
night.
Into the season it's been a three-way tie. Well, not counting last night's game.
Yeah. I'm fixed to make it up, though. Yeah.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. Thomas and I. So tonight's pick'em, Jackson County, the Blue Devils, 2-4 at Maplewood, 2-4. I'll take the Blue Devils.
I talked to Coach Office last night. He was in Salina for the junior high game, and he said Maplewood was much improved. Now, Maplewood's about an 11-point favorite in that one, but we'll go with the experience of Coach Young Office to get his Blue Devils through that one.
Well, I'm going to do this for Coach. We had a little discussion at the same game you talked about, and he was a little upset that I picked the Hall guy over him. I'm going to have to make this one a wash, guys, and pick the Blue Devils. I think definitely he's got that team turned around there late, made a big rally to beat Hawkeye, and I think he's going to win again tonight.
So you're telling me that Coach Loftus goes back and listens to these to see who we pick?
Well,
last week he listened because he played on Thursday night, so he listened to our broadcast.
I see.
Now, he may go back to the archives.
Okay, all right. Well, Coach Loftus, if you're out there tomorrow sometime, listen, hello from the HSN crew. A big 1A matchup in West Tennessee, two teams that neither of us, that any of us, I assume, know anything about. McKenzie, the Rebels of McKenzie 6-0 at Dresden 6-0.
I'll take Dresden. This one's a close one in terms of power rankings and stuff like that. I'm going to go Dresden.
Rebels for me, McKenzie.
Yeah, I'm a coach on this one. I think they're the favorite, and I think they kind of use this game as a measuring stick and prove who they are tonight.
Upperman Bees 4-2 at Macon County 6-0 region matchup.
I think Macon to stay undefeated. I think Upperman's self-destructing.
Yeah, I think after that favorite win or loss, I kind of gave them a mulligan on that one, but I guess it was Stone that really put it on them the week after. I think they're done too. Macon keeps rolling, remains unbeaten.
This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. We will be back shortly. We're going to take a break for the national anthem. Please stay with us.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home.
The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs...
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, getting ready for this 49th Battle of the Bulldogs. Time now for the Westmoreland Management Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas for his thoughts on how the Black and Gold Dogs can get the win tonight. Thomas, start on offense, please.
Well, I think you just got to keep it simple and dominate early and often. You know, get up big in this one and get out. Let some of these younger guys get some reps on the offensive side of the ball. And, you know, it's a good opportunity to develop some depth. And, you know, besides that, we might see some guys get the ball that don't get to see it much in this one, Daniel.
Sounds good. Hope we do. What about the defensive side?
Well, defensively, I think, you know, the dog defense gets back to their stingy ways, shut them down from the start, and kind of let the offense pour it on here, Daniel. I'm predicting another shutout in this one.
Once again, sounds good to me. What about that overall key?
Well, nothing fancy. You know, line up and play like the superior team that Clay County is. You take care of business. Let the starters sneak out the back door. You know, tonight's a night to have a little fun. But, Daniel, to me, more importantly, it's a chance to clean things up a little bit. Play mistake-free game, you know, hopefully with a little less than 19 penalties like we saw last week. And, you know, to me, it's clean, crisp execution. That's what I want to see tonight, and I think that's what we're going to get, Daniel.
Definitely needs to be. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Macon County skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature currently in Redbone Springs, 63 degrees, 59 by halftime, and by game's end, 56 degrees, coolest temps of the season. 45% humidity. No precipitation has fallen today, and there is only a slim 1% chance throughout the contest. There is a 5-mile-per-hour wind blowing out of the north. This has been the Weather Report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. I'm going to go ahead at this time and just kick over to Coach Edwards for this full coverage final word. Will we ask him for his last thoughts before kickoff, brought to you by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Coach, make sure you cover it all just like their agency does.
Well, yeah, very briefly, guys, just kind of what Thomas was talking about there. Work on some things that you saw. Hopefully they worked on them this week in practice. I'm sure they did. Try to execute a little bit better, especially in the red zone, and put the ball in the end zone when you got the opportunities. Take advantage of those opportunities like Coach Lamb talked about in the interview, and you know, just come out and play.
Simple as that, right?
Yep, simple as that. I think position by position we're quite a bit better. I just think that we come out and play, we'll be fine.
That's been the Full Coverage Final Word, sponsored by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. As the captains go out to midfield for the coin toss, we'll go ahead and take this opportunity to announce the State Farm starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Offensively up front for Clay County, left tackle, junior Hayden McGee, left guard, senior Levi Garrett, center, senior Stone Lamp, right guard, senior Hunter Kyle, who's back after missing some of the last week's game due to injury. Starting right tackle, junior White Browning, the receivers, senior Alec Kerr, senior Jimmy Burchett, and junior Weston Burble. The tight end, the senior John Hamilton. The running back, a senior Joseph Markham. And tonight's starting quarterback, a sophomore Nate Adams. Keaton Arms out. Bit of a hamstring issue going. He could be used in an emergency, similar to the way we saw White Browning used on the offensive line last week, but if possible, going to try to get Keaton back to 100% healthy. He's still not hardly there. Defensively for Clay County, nose guard, senior, Ricardo McElroy, defensive tackles, a pair of seniors, John Hamilton and Hunter Kyle. Inside backer, senior Levi Garrett and junior Austin Anderson. Outside backers, senior Joseph Markham and junior Ben Maxfield. The cornerbacks, sophomore Nate Adams, junior Weston Burwell, and the safeties, a pair of seniors, Jimmy Burchett and Alec Kerr. State Farm starting lineups have been brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. Like your good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Almost time for football here in Redbone Springs. Clay County's the visiting team tonight. They wear black helmets. Everything else white, though. White jerseys, gold numerals on them. No outline on those numerals. They wear white pants. The first time in a while that I remember us in all white, it looked sharp. Redbone Springs, the home team, they take the field right now. They wear their red helmets. They've got their home silver jerseys on. Red numerals on those jerseys, outlined in white. Thomas, did you notice what happened at the coin toss?
I did not, Daniel. I was listening to the starting lineups and trying to make sure I knew who was going to be on the field. Clay brought to you by State Farm, but it looks like Clay County's going to receive.
They are. We see Burchett and Kerr dropping back to receive. Clay County during this first quarter play is going to be traveling from left to right from our vantage point, as we said, at the top of the visiting bleachers here at Redbone Springs. The Red Dogs going to kick this thing off from right to left. Redbone 3-3 on the season. They have wins over North Green, the Middle Tennessee Heat, and Cosby. Two of those wins, 28-27 barn burners. These Red Dogs have got accustomed to winning tight games this year.
Yeah, they have, Daniel, putting some points on the board, too. So, you know, we've seen Redbone Springs have some success. Not quite sure the level of competition they've been playing at, but they do have three wins and looking for one of their best seasons in quite some time.
Here we go. Kicker approaches, puts his foot to it, and it's underway. Going to go out of bounds. Clay County have the opportunity to take it at the 35 or choose for a re-kick. Think Clay County's going to take the ball right here, so a 65-yard field in front of the Black and Gold Dogs as they take over from their own 35. Sophomore quarterback Nate Adams, as we said, going to be the signal caller to our knowledge. Yeah, I see Keaton down here on the sideline below us. Of course, Adams had a breakout season last year, filling in when Arms was injured, came out and actually set the single-season passing yardage record for the Bulldogs. Mightily impressive. He's an older kid for his grade, a sophomore here. We'll see what Nate can do in his first start on offense this season. Tight end right, two wide left, Markham at the right hip of Adams. Jet motion, handoff to Kerr. He's around the right side. He could go. 50, 45, 40, stays in bounds to the 30, now taken down. Big chunk of yardage gain for Alec on first and 10. I believe offensive coordinator Jimmy Maynard going to have a lot of fun tonight spreading it around to these older skill players he's got, Thomas.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. Just a total wash out here on the edge. The offensive line got a great push, sealed the corner. Kerr took it, and, you know, it had two players to beat at the end there, and pretty good pursuit from the Red Dogs to keep him out of the end zone.
Ball at the Red Bull in 27-yard line. Kerr and Burchett left. Hamilton right. Markham behind Adams in the gun. Hand off to Joseph. He's off the left side. Gets hit in the backfield. Stiff arm. Knocks a man down. Cuts north and south. Now he's down the left sideline. Going to be wrestled down by a couple of dogs. Good gain by Markham. Not enough to move the sticks. They're going to mark him at the 21. So I'll pick up a 6 for Joseph. But he was dead to rights in the backfield. Credit his power there. The stiff arm just driving a Red Dog to the turf and getting a 6-yard gain anyway.
Yeah, Redbone Springs had him for a loss, Daniel. And, again, the stiff arm, the strength of Joseph Markham, and then the speed to bounce it to the outside and pick up a positive gain.
Third play of this drive coming. 10:45 and ticking, first quarter. 0-0 the score. Adams in the gun. Two wide to the left. Markham in his right hip. Hand off to Markham again. He's around left side, has blocking. Headed down the far sideline, getting close to the pylon, but going to be wrestled down before he gets to it. Going to move the sticks and be spotted down first and goal at what I'm going to call the 2. Could be the 1, but I think it's at the Red Bull and 2. So back-to-back hands off to Markham. We'll have to see what Coach Lamb wants to do here. Fourth play of the drive coming. Burchett and Kerr split right. Hamilton's left. Give to Markham again off the right side, and he's in 4-6. 10:23 mark of this first quarter, and already Joseph Markham into the end zone. That's around the 33rd career touchdown in his career. I did not print that off and bring it tonight, but he gets in there a lot, Thomas, and he does right there, 6-9.
Yeah, just simple, just like we called for in the pregame show, Daniel. Definitely Clay County, the better team here. Keep it on the ground, keep it simple, and you see what they did with it.
Muddle huddle. Adams throws it out wide. Incomplete to Hamilton. Good coverage by Red Dog to get over there in the way. 10:20 mark of this first quarter already. It's Clay County 6, Red Bull and none.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Red Bull and Springs, where Clay County now leads 6-0 with 10:20 left here in the first quarter. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 65-yard drive on four plays in 1 minute and 40 seconds. It got started with an Alec Kerr 38-yard run, and then Joseph Markham, three straight handoffs to him. One was 19 yards, and the final one was a 2-yard touchdown to put Clay County ahead. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Harmony Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Squib kick back out on the kickoff. Mishandled by Red Dog. Finally falls back on it. Red Bull Springs is going to take over at their own 36-yard line with a 64-yard field in front of them. 10:15 mark of this first quarter, and as you just mentioned, Thomas, Clay County leading it 6-9. First time we'll see this Red Bull offense. I did not see any film on them this past week. I'm not sure what they try to do on the side of the ball. We know the quarterback, though, Christian Link, he's been starting there since he was a freshman. Southpaw quarterback, I think he's a junior this year, and an experienced player. We've been impressed with him in the past. We'll see what he can get done tonight. First and 10, Link with it. Reverse it up the backfield. Joseph Birdwell, I believe, comes off right side. Has a nice gain. Here come the Red Dogs into black and gold territory. This a personal game for Joseph Birdwell. He transferred after being at Clay County High School during his freshman and sophomore campaign, so you know he's hyped up for this one, Coach Edwards.
He is indeed. Started off with a big little short reverse right there and picked up about, 30 yards?
I'm pretty sure that was him as the ball carrier.
Yeah, basically a counter play is what it ended up being, Daniel, but it was a double handoff, little inside-type reverse to Birdwell on the jet action. And let me tell you, he showed his speed right there.
Sure did. We always knew he was a good ball player, had not yet earned a starting role because he was an underclassman those 2 years on real good teams. Red Bull now in Clay County territory. At the 35, pick up a one here before a host of dogs make the stop. Alec Kerr there involved. Somebody else may have been there as well. Gain of one for Red Bull and setting up second nine. Third play of this Red Bull and drive coming. Red Bull going to take their time with the football, I believe. Just try to chew up as much clock as they can. Minimize the Clay County offensive opportunities. Link in the shotgun, running back at his left hip. Power wings and power wide out to either side. Link rolls left, passes, good ball. It's incomplete, though. Good coverage there by Weston Birdwell. They were targeting number 11, Christopher Hackney, a junior, 6'1", 165. Good ball by Link, just a drop pass by Hackney.
Yeah, and you can see Red Bull Springs got a few athletes. Hackney, I think, is one of the basketball players. You know, they've always got one or two pretty good athletes, Daniel, and, you know, if you can get them the ball, they can be effective.
Third and nine after the incomplete pass. 9:23, clock stopped with that incomplete. Two wide outs either side. Now jet motion left, right, makes a drip set. Link releases left, has a man in the flat. Once again, a drop. I believe that was number two, Dalton Dallas, a junior fullback. So Link spot on with his passing so far. The Red Bull receivers just refusing to help him out.
Yeah, and Clay County, you know, not doing a great job in coverage here, Daniel. Both of those should have been completions. We should be seeing, you know, first down probably inside the red zone if the Red Dog receivers can squeeze it.
Fourth and nine now for Red Bull. It is four down territory. Ball sits at the Clay County 34. Red Dogs break huddle. Two wide outs to either side. Link in the gun, running back at his left hip. Link looks left, steps up in the pocket under pressure, gets away from the pressure. Now a forward pass. They're going to rule it a fumble, which really doesn't matter here. It actually gained Red Bull in a couple yards because if it had been ruled an incomplete forward pass, Clay County would have taken over at the 34. The fumble traveled forward a couple yards, so Clay County going to take over around their own 32. So the fumble actually a bit of a break for Red Bull in there.
Right, and you're looking at, I think that was Maxfield coming on the blitz right there, Daniel, number 18 around the corner.
Yep.
Putting the pressure on and I guess forcing the fumbles, what you have to give him credit
for. Sure was. Maxfield on there playing in the outside linebacker position for Arms. Clay Kenny taking over at their own 31-yard line, a 69-yard field in front of them. Two wide outs right, one left. Pass by Adams, caught in the flats by Kerr. Kerr puts on a burst, 50, 40, 30, 20. Now to the 10, Alec Kerr, touchdown. Touchdown, Clay County, touchdown, Bulldogs. Sophomore Adams flips it out. Nice little pass on the out route. Kerr does the rest.
Yeah, Daniel, the Red Bull and Springs Bulldogs are no match for the speed and athleticism of Alec Kerr. Adams did a good job, just like you said, getting it to him quick. Kerr did the rest.
Muddle huddle formation here for the point after. We misfired on our first 2 points. Could not connect. Adams in the gun, going around the option play, pitches to Kerr, undefended. He walks in, easiest points of the season. 8:55 mark of this first quarter. It is Clay County 14, Red Dogs 9.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back to Red Bull and Springs, where Clay County now leads 14-0 with 8:55 left here in the first quarter. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 69-yard drive on one play, Daniel. It was a quick one, and it only took 15 seconds. Nate Adams hit Alec Kerr, and Kerr took it to the house to put Clay County up by 2 scores. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermy Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Garrett's kick going to go to the 1 yard line before it's picked up by Red Dog. Dangerous territory for him. Weston Burville in pursuit gets a hold of him and never turns loose. Credit Weston with a special team stop. Some others came in to help him get him down at the end, but good execution there. On the kickoff by Garrett and the coverage by Burble. Red Bull takes over for their second offensive possession of the contest. 8:47 mark of this first quarter, and with less than 4 minutes gone, already head coach Jeffrey Link finds his team trailing 0-14 to Clay County. Red Bull's got the thing somewhere around their 10, hard to tell from this angle. Going to call it their 7-yard line, so a 93-yard field in front of the silver-clad Red Bull and Springs Bulldogs.
Another great kick by senior Levi Garrett there, Daniel. Most time we talked about it, you usually see him squib kicking. Second week in a row, we've seen him boom one.
Hand off to the fullback, gets nowhere. Potentially a tackle for loss. I'm going to watch the down marker. I have no idea which dog made the stop. It was right into the heart of the defense. McElroy had to be involved from his nose guard position.
I think that's John Hamilton coming off the edge too, Daniel. The two seniors combining for that one.
We'll call it maybe a gain of one. Second nine. Just a hard angle to see from right here. Wide out to either side for everyone springs. Junior quarterback Christian Link going to be in the gun. See a junior coach. Aubrey, what am I saying Christian for? Is there a Christian Link? Who is that? Am I making that up?
Well, right on the roster. They're right under a, there's a...
We had a Christian
Yeah, I don't know
Link
where you got that.
Middle Tennessee Christian a few years back.
Okay,
sure.
That's right. I knew it was coming to my head. Aubrey Link's his name. Sorry about that. Yeah, 6'4", 220-pound junior quarterback. Like I said, he started since he's a freshman over here. Thomas updated us on that second down play. They picked up about two or three more, set up third and seven.
They did. Jimmy Burchard coming up from his safety spot, making that stop.
Passing situation for Redbone Springs. We know that Aubrey Link can throw it well. Can his receivers catch it, though? The southpaw quarterback release is going to be caught short of the sticks, though. Going to have to credit Levi Garrett with a good coverage and tackle there. They did find Joseph Burble on a little drag route across the middle, but not enough to move the sticks. Redbone, I'm sure, going to punt here. But, I mean, I'm sure Coach Jeffrey Link not excited to put it back into the hands of Alec Kerr and this Clay County offense.
Yeah, not much choice here when you're backed up this deep, Daniel. And, you know, another great athletic play right there. You talked about the receivers catching it. Burgle laid out for that one and hauled it in.
Yeah, we know all too well his athleticism, for sure. Hated to see him transfer, but circumstances required it. And glad that he's having a good season over here. Kerr fields it from around his own 40. Heads back into the heart of the Red Dog defense, and Clay County and offensive coordinator Jimmy Maynard are going to take over with premium field position. They're going to have it at the Redbone Springs 24-yard line after a short punt and a short return by Kerr. 6:30 mark of this first quarter, and Clay County threatening to go up by three possessions right on the edge of the red zone as they take over for their third offensive possession.
Yeah, we call for it, guys. We want to see a sharp execution, and that's what we've seen so far from Clay County. They come out and righted the ship here, and I don't, you know, it's not necessarily about the competition. It's about how they're executing, and they're doing it to perfection so far.
So far, and no penalties that we've seen. Adams getting around the option play, pitches on the left side to Kerr. Kerr has blocking on the outside, gets outside the numbers, heads up the sideline, tries a stiff arm, but he's drugged down by Redbone defender. Not enough to move the chains for a first. Close to around a 9-yard pickup, though, judging by the down marker. Looks like that ball is spotted at the Redbone Springs 15-yard line. So a 9-yard gain. Started on the 24, advanced up to the 15. Halfway through this first quarter, 5:55 and ticking. Second one play coming. Clay County up 14-9. Dogs break huddle. West and Birdwell going to split to the right along with Jimmy Burchett. I think that's Jimmy. Not sure who's left. Have to be Alec. Doesn't look like him over there, though. That's Coleed's in. No wonder I couldn't recognize. It's not Burchett. It was freshman Coleed playing the slot receiver. And the first penalty of the game comes out against Clay County. False start against the Bulldogs. Going to back them up from the 15 to the 20. First and 15 now. Actually, second and 6.
Well, as soon as we brag on them, Daniel, we see the penalty come out. But overall, pretty clean so far.
Mm-hmm. Dogs break huddle again. Coleed's going to be. These jerseys are hard to see. When Coach Johnson got these a couple years ago, they've always been tough to see the numbers on. Good-looking jerseys, but hard to see those gold numbers on that white jersey. Give the marker right up the middle. Joseph hit by three dogs and brought down. Not a huge gain. Still not a first down. Going to set up third and round 2. Play originated at the Red Bull in 20, and now they spot it at the 16-yard line. So pick up a 4. Getting him back up to third and round 2. Kind of the opposite atmosphere so far in this one, Thomas. Compared to last week at Westmore, we had to holler at each other to be heard. I feel like we're the only folks even talking here in the bleachers tonight.
We are the only ones talking. A good crowd from Clay County has made this trip. I wouldn't be afraid to say we may have more on this bleachers sideline than they do across the field.
No
doubt. Smaller section of bleachers, but it's cram-packed.
Quarterback Kebra Adams on the option play hit by a host of Red Dogs. Looked like Nate and Joseph Markham tangled feet a bit there, though. Nate never able to get his full burst of speed once he pulled it out of the gut of Markham. So going to be fourth here. Yes, should be short.
Pick up a one.
They do move it forward.
Fourth and one.
Ball now at the 15. Back where it was at prior to the false start on second and one. Now it's fourth and one. Two wide right for Clay County, tight end left.
See if we don't see a straight downhill run give to Markham right here.
Give to Markham. He's running right side, north and south. Gets the first down. Going to be brought down before he can get to the end zone. However, he does move the sticks. Markham, a hard guy to bring down. And once again, he comes out of his shoe. We saw it last week at Red Bullman, and it's come off again.
Well, he dead-legged the defender right there, Daniel, shook him off, and then had a guy engage him, and he just extended his right arm and basically body slammed him to the ground to pick up three more yards.
Markham, very powerful. You don't immediately think of that. We've seen enough of him over the years, though. We know just how strong he is. Ball now resting at the 11. No, the 10. First and goal from the 10. Adams, quarterback keeper. He's going to get into the end zone. Touchdown, Nate Adams, his first rushing touchdown of the year. He had a receiving touchdown in the first game of the year down at Jackson County. And now he runs it in for six more. It's all Clay County in this one. 3:13 mark of this first quarter. 20-9, the lead for the Black and Gold Bulldogs. Extra point coming. Jimmy Burchett going to be the long snapper. Same muddle huddle set. Adams and Kerr, 5 yards deep in the backfield. Hamilton split right, marking to the left along with six linemen. Adams with it. Looks to pass. Can't find a man. Keeps the play alive. Now throws. Now caught. Two-point conversion. Good. Credit Nate Adams with moving away from pressure. Kerr found the soft spot in the end zone. The two hook up for two more points. 22-0, Clay County. 3:13 mark first quarter.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Red Bull and Springs, where Clay County now leads 22-0 with 3:13 left here in the first quarter. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 24-yard drive on five plays, and they did it in 3 minutes and 17 seconds. It got started with the runs from Kerr, Markham, and Adams before Adams took it in, called his own number from 10 yards out to put it on the board, and then he found Kerr for the two-point conversion. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Joseph Burville for Red Bull and Springs fields the Garrett kickoff. Returns at about 20 yards or so. Red Bull and Springs is going to take over at their own 26-yard line. Just want to remind listeners, Thomas, what is it?
I didn't know if you know who made the stop there.
Oh, no, I didn't. I missed that part. I wasn't reading the nonverbal cues, so I just figured I'd ask. Sorry about that. Just want to remind listeners that Sly K8 is rejuvenating their fall carnival. That's going to be coming up on October 29th at 4 p.m. out at Sly K8, an annual staple that they have down there. Timeout has been taken here. Come back and re-mention that carnival again. Going to play an ad or two here on the Horizon Sports Network. 3 minute mark, first quarter. Clay County leading it 22-9.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting...
Back here live, Austin Anderson recording the tackle on that stop. We figured out, Thomas. during the break there. 3 minute mark of this first quarter. Everyone Springs trying to call back in here. They find themselves trailing 22-0. First and 10 for the Red Dogs from their own 26. Link, quarterback keeper left side. He's met by a whole lot of white jerseys. Big body though, 6'4", 220. He doesn't go down easy. Ends up getting a little bit of forward progress perhaps. We're going to mark it at 26, so no gain, going to be second and 10. So I was mentioning before the break, Salina K-8 rejuvenating the fall carnival. First one they've had, I believe, since the pre-COVID days. I think it's been a couple years perhaps. I'm not sure. Coach Edwards, you know on that part?
No, I don't. I think the last one was pre-COVID, though.
Yeah. Regardless, it's going to be happening October 29th. Starts at 4 o'clock. Always a big fun event. We've had several goldfish over the years, the fall carnival. I'm sure all of us who are parents have.
Yeah, a few dishes, dish toss, and a few other things like that.
I've won some back that Mama tried to give away some years. Link to throw, incomplete on second and 10. Going to set up third and 10. Link, Link's one of those guys, you know, I remember several years ago, back early when I was helping coach, Piggy County had a quarterback. His name's going to escape me right now. It's been over a decade, but he could have played for anybody.
Yeah.
I just can't remember the kid's name, but, you know, we was in the region at the time of Friendship, trails down a lot of quality teams, and he may not have played quarterback for everybody, but he could have started somewhere for everybody. And Christian Link's one of those guys. He's a good athlete. Aubrey Link, good player here. Third and 10, though. He's going to have to try to find a receiver, or it's going to be another punt for Red Boy. Aubrey Link to throw. Going to be intercepted. Pick six. Alec Carr. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. And this one is getting out of hand.
Just great reaction right there from Alec Carr. Red Link's eyes and just... We know the burst of speed he can put on, Daniel. So he got to his spot, timed it perfectly, jumped up, caught it with two hands, and just waltzed into the end zone.
Minute 47 left in this first quarter. Clay County up 28-9. Muddle huddle set up. Last two attempts have yielded points on these two-point tries. Adams in the gun. Curtis right here. Direct snap to Markham. Joseph fighting to get in, and they say he does not. Looks like he got a good surge, but it was waved off. So, minute 47 mark, first quarter. Clay County leading by four possessions, 28-9.
Ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Red Bull and taking over first and 10 from their own 37. The Garrett kickoff moment ago, just a line drive shot right off the tee, received by Tyler Lancaster, a sophomore. It just fell right into his chest, and immediately he was de-cleated by junior Leighton Brown. Nice special team stop there.
Yeah, nice lick by Brown, Daniel. I think he's a junior on this squad.
Yes.
First-year player here for Clay County, but he's got some experience at other schools.
Son of alumni Debram Brown, who is doing some student teaching at Clay County High School this year. Tackle made by Weston Burble on first and 10. Debram, of course, I think retired from the military after probably a 20-plus year career there and getting his teaching license now. So hopefully he can stay here in his hometown of Salina. We'll call it hometown. He probably moved in when you guys were around junior high or something like that.
He did. And, you know, Debram, one of those out of my class, got two of them, really, and maybe more than I'm forgetting. But he and Mike Campbell, you know, two of the very few that left here and did some great things that not many men can do.
That's right. Full military careers. That's right. Very appreciative of them. Incomplete pass for Aubrey Link on that one. Third and 10 now. 37 seconds left in this first quarter. It's been action-packed. 28-9. Only one penalty for Clay County thus far. Is that correct, Coach?
Yes, Daniel, that's correct. One penalty for each team.
Now, I will remind listeners, last week, at the end of the first quarter, only one penalty for each team.
Correct.
The final three quarters saw 32 more called, though.
33. There were 34 in that game.
One on each team.
I got you. Yeah. We got to get those numbers right, Daniel.
Third and 10. Link in the gun. Two wideouts to either side, running back in his right hip. Link to throw. Quick release. Intercepted. Joseph Markham. It's going to be another pick six, I believe. The big man going to waltz in. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Touchdown, Joseph Markham. He gets it done on the offensive side and the defensive side tonight. And this clock continues to run. Now they go ahead and shave a few more seconds off before they stopped at 20 seconds left in this first quarter. Now, Coach, there is no differential that allows for running clock in the first half of play in the state of Tennessee. Is that correct?
That's my understanding. It's just starting with the third quarter, it's 30 points or more. It's a running clock.
Well, currently it's 34-9, black and gold. Clay County going to shift out of the muddle huddle this time. So Coach Diggerson's defense, the Diggerson's dozen, putting points on the board tonight, keeping pace with the offense. Garrett, PAT is true. And Clay County leads it 35-0. 20 seconds remain still here in the first quarter.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Things remain interesting on kickoffs. Levi Garrett, another line drive right off the tee, hits the chest of the center Red Dog on that front. Bounces right back into Clay County's hands. It's Clay County football.
I missed it, Daniel.
Oh, I saw.
I heard the thump.
Yeah,
I can tell you that.
Hit it right in the chest and bounced right to Alec Kerr.
And Kerr was going to take it back. You cannot advance that, though. Now, if the receiving team actually takes possession of it and they fumble it, then you could advance. But if they don't take possession, like on that one, just a deflection off of a muffed attempt, you can't advance. So Clay County back on offense. Ball right at midfield, 50 yards in front of him. Adams in the gun, two wide left, tight end right. Going to be a handoff to Markham, Joseph with it. Going to be brought down. Red Bull doing a good job on the interior of that defense. And that's going to be the quarter. What an exciting first quarter it's been. 35 points scored for this black and gold offense and defense. Two defensive scores in this opening 12 minutes. We're going to go to break here. Clay County leading big after one.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Another handoff to Markham. He's going to be close to the first down. Play originated, I believe, at the 46. Pick up a 4 on first down for Markham. And now he advances down to the red ball in 39. So that should move those sticks. And chain crew reluctant to do so, but the officials make them. So a nice pickup for Markham there. Dogs break huddle. Jimmy Burchett out of the curve, split left. John Hamilton tied into the right. Adams in the gun. Ben Maxfield playing fullback tonight, the sniffer back. Another handoff to Markham. And once again, Red Bowen keeping Markham to a minimal gain there between the tackles. Maybe no gain. It was at the 39. The down marker has moved. We'll call it a pickup of 1. That may be generous, though. 35 points in the first quarter. Don't recall during our 5 years of broadcasting a 35-point quarter. There may have been, but I don't remember it.
No, I don't think so, Daniel. Again, just super sharp, super crisp. Clay County on both sides of the ball just absolutely dominate.
Kerr gets weak. Gets back to the line. 35, 30, 25. Over a man. Brought down to the 15. And it was Joseph Burgle who made the tackle. Joseph took the punishment, though, as Alec Kerr lowered the shoulder. They're pretty equal in terms of size.
Wow.
And the full head of steam of Kerr allowed him to run over Burble on the play. But Joseph hung on for the stop. First down, though, Clay County. Ball at the 16-yard line. Sits at the left hash. Clay County now driving from right to left from our vantage point. Burgett right. Kerr along with Weston Burble left. Hamilton left. Adams in the gun. Give up to Markham. Markham, 15, 10. Going to walk in. Untouched. Joseph Markham, touchdown. His second rushing touchdown of the night. He added another on a pick six. Clay County just rolling here. 9:46 mark of this second quarter. And they're going to be up 41-0. Extra point coming. Coach Edwards, just an onslaught of black and gold prowess right now.
It's offense. They're scoring scoring faster than we can in basketball.
Defense adding to it as well. Dog shift out of the muddle huddle. Garrett 1-for-1. On kicks tonight. Jimmy Burchett the long snap. Adams to hold. Garrett to kick. Snap. Set. Kicks away. Through the uprights and into the woods. Here at Red Bull Springs. 9:46 mark. Second quarter. Clay County 42. Red Dogs 9.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated car parts store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to Red Bowling Springs, where Clay County now leads 42-0, 9:46 left here in the second quarter. Clay County just completed a 50-yard drive on five plays. The drive got started with Joseph Markham with three straight runs. Alec Kerr broke loose from 22, and then Markham capped it with a 16-yard touchdown to put Clay County ahead 42-0. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by EcoFans of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. EcoPanels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Garrett on the kickoff. This one a deep one. Fielded by Joseph Burgle for the Red Dogs. Brought down. Kerr there. I don't think he was the primary stopper, though. I'm going to try to watch and see. Somebody wearing black sleeves. Markham was. Going to have to credit Markham with the primary stop on that, Thomas. Redbourne Springs taking over at their own 32-yard line. 42-9. 9:14 mark, second quarter. Clay County next week going to be at home. Clay County School's on fall break next week. Of course, Coach Lamb inherited this schedule. I know he's working hard next year to set the schedule up, Coach Edwards, where Clay County does not have to play on fall break. You always try to avoid that if possible. It's not always possible.
Yeah, it came about by when Pickett County stopped playing football 2 years ago. We had to pick up a game there, and it didn't match up with our fall break. But after this year, hopefully we can get that straightened out.
Lincoln the gun. Reverse set up. Ball on the ground. Scooping the score. It's going to be John Hamilton getting it in. Oh, he's fighting for it, but brought down. Fumble recovery by John Hamilton. And I thought the senior defensive tackle was going to get a touchdown. He's had one in his career. Pick six touchdown last year, I believe it was.
He drug a defender about 10 yards. They finally got him down around the 5-yard line.
Hamilton, a big frame, certainly a hard guy to bring down. Clay County taking back over. This an offensive coordinator's dream. Coach Jimmy Maynard just in good shape on this one. First and goal with the ball setting at the Red Bull and Springs 7-yard line. So 21 feet from points and four plays to get it. Dogs break huddle. Jimmy Burgett along with Weston Birdwell left. Hamilton tied in to the left as well. Kerr a wing to the right. Nate in the gun. Option play, left side, quarterback keeper, second rushing touchdown of the night. Nate Adams takes it right in off tackle, untouched for points, and it's 48-9.
Talk about Alec Kerr speed, Daniel. Adams saw that crease and turned on the jets and got in the end zone in a hurry right there. Good instinct, great speed, untouched.
I've always heard about how great a runner he was. We didn't see a lot of that last year, primarily a passing role in his quarterback position last year, but certainly a gifted runner as well. Dog shift out of the muddle huddle. Burchett to snap. Adams to hold. Garrick to kick. It's away. It's low. It's no good. 8 minute and 20-second mark, second quarter. Clay County, 48. Red Bull and none.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Garrett with another booming kickoff field by Joseph Burble. going to be Leighton Brown down there. He's not the primary stopper, though. Actually, we're going to end up crediting Leighton Brown for it. Birdwell had the initial contact. He ended up letting go. I think Weston thought they blew it dead. So, I don't know. You saw it as well, Thomas. Either Birdwell or Brown.
Yeah, I think it goes to Brown that time, Dan.
Red Bull and Springs.
Great coverage by both players.
Oh, certainly. Timeout going to be taken by Red Bull and Springs. Do we have any calls to stay on air during this, guys, or do we need to go to break?
Well, we aren't really prepared.
Let's go to break.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live, still in timeout, second quarter action. 8 minutes left in this second frame. Clay County up 48-9. I want to go ahead and mention these Clay County High School cheerleaders. I sincerely apologize. Hadn't done that, I don't think, the last couple of broadcasts. Host of juniors this year on that cheerleading squad, Bethany Becker, Brooklyn Becker, Allison Collins, Chloe Graves, Laney Haynes, and Jalen Strong. They're joined by one sophomore, Maylee Kyle, and one freshman, Adaya Collins. The sponsors of the cheerleaders, of course, Stephen and Atlanta Chipwood. Appreciate those young ladies. Always like to say they've got the longest season. They start in August, carry all the way on through March. Kind of been a staple for them. They've got to have the privilege of finishing off their seasons along with the basketball teams down on the floor of the Murphy Center for several years now. So I know that's a treat for them, but it's a treat for them to get in front of this big Clay County crowd anywhere we go. Coming out of this timeout, we'll have to see what Red Bull's cooked up here. Been all Clay County. They've done it in all phases. Special teams, offense, defense. Link in the gun. Two wideouts to either side. A lone running back at his right hip. Link wants to throw. Quick release. Out route to the sideline. Incomplete. As we mentioned, Red Bull in 3-3 on the year. Next week, I believe they go on the road into the Bluegrass State to take on Caverna, Kentucky. Coach Edwards, you felt like you spotted some of that Caverna, Kentucky team down here scouting tonight.
Yeah, I saw several guys walk in. They're wearing purple.
Pick six going to come. It's going to be Nate Adams. Can he get in? He does. Link was targeting Joseph Birdwell. It went right through Birdwell's hands and into the waiting hands of sophomore Nate Adams. He is setting a pretty wicked pace in terms of interceptions. His uncle, Ryan Burchett, the all-time interception leader for Bulldog football, and very well could be that nephew Nate is on the heels of Uncle Brian there. He's had three in the last two ball games.
Yeah, he has, Daniel, and, had several last year, too. I think if you look back, Adams had five interceptions as a freshman. We talked about instinct on the touchdown run. That was, again, athleticism and instinct right there from Adams.
I've actually got some current season totals with us. Garrett, what a beauty of a PAT. Knocks it right through. 55-9, the score. 7:30 mark here of this second quarter. And Adams on the season now with four interceptions this year, so nine in his career. We're going to go to break. Clay County, 55. Red Bull and none.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, track hoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
Back here live, Garrett to kick off. Knuckleball off the tee, going to roll out of bounds. Red Bull going to take over at their own 35. They're running this clock, and I'm okay with that. Usually, when the ball goes out of bounds on the kickoff, you stop it, but it is 55 to none. Ticket now under 7 minutes to play in this second quarter.
Think if
homemade both, mercy rule.
I think if both coaches agree to it, they can. That's
true.
Whatever, yeah.
It would be merciful to do so at this point. Now, we mentioned in the About a Bulldog history on the CarQuest pregame show that the biggest Bulldog, black and gold Bulldog, that is, margin of victory in this series came in the inaugural contest back in 1974. When that contest saw a final score of 76-12, we're well on our way to something like that tonight. Link throws, skips it short, incomplete. And this clock is going to continue to run. So an agreed-upon running clock here in the first half. 6:15 marking and ticking, even with the incomplete pass. So Clay County up 55-9. Thomas, you were mentioned during the break, you know, just refreshing your memory, if you knew the right answer. Wanted to know what the highest point tally in our 80-plus year football history was, and that was in 1958 team when they put up 83 points against Monterey. That's the highest tally we've ever had in a football game. And I think Monterey may have been none in that contest.
Yeah, I think it was an 80-point shutout.
Yeah.
And you can see how that could happen. I mean, it's okay to play your starters in a game.
Absolutely.
I mean, in any sport here. And, that's what we could see when you get three pick sixes, almost a scoop and score, and you're running vanilla offense and you're still putting up these kind of numbers, it
you
can
got
happen pretty quickly.
You cover a unintentional onside kick.
That's right.
That gives you free possession.
Sure.
Kind of hard to be denied. Third and a yard here. I missed the second down play. Coach Edwards, did you see the Clay County tackler?
I did not. It was about a one-yard gain on the run there by the fullback, but no, didn't see who made the tackle.
Play action pass incomplete, intended for Joseph Verbal. Verbal has been a big factor for this Red Dog team. He's been instrumental in two of their three wins, I know, and I'm sure in the other one as well, but he's been the hero of two of those wins. Had a late-game interception to stall an opponent drive that sealed the deal for him in one contest, and just having a good year over there. Red Bull going to punt, 4:30 and ticking, second quarter. Ever since they started this running clock, things went pretty quickly. Clay County up 55-9. Punter puts his foot to it. It's the way he fielded by Kerr. He muffs it. Going to pick it up. Going to be brought down. He does get it back into Redbone Springs territory, though. Before he's brought down, seldom do you see Kerr mishandle the kickoff. He was coming up with a full head of steam, though. Kind of a difficult catch to make.
Yeah, and you saw the punter trying to angle it away from him. He saw that coming, Daniel. So not only did he run across the field, he had to adjust up. And when he did, the ball came in a little low. Pretty tough to catch. But Kerr fortunate that he kind of rolled it out in front of him and picked it up on the run.
Clay Kenny takes over at the Red Bull in 47-yard line. Short field in front of him. 4 minutes on this second quarter clock. Cock is stopped at this point. Two wide left for Adams, one right. Nate rolls left, throws for Hamilton. Just a little short on that one. Seldom ever see Nate misfire on one, but just short arm that one a little. And
yeah.
Now that Clay Kenny on offense, we go back to traditional clock keeping. Don't know if that was agreed upon or perhaps just a mistake when Red Bull was on offense a minute ago.
Well, that or, the home team decided they want it over with, but maybe it's not the right thing to do to the other team when they're on offense.
Well, that's true.
It could be just a courtesy thing.
That's true. Adams again rolls left, hooking the pass. Floats over the top, trying to get to Hamilton. Coach Maynard trying to get it in the hands of his senior tight end. I believe Coach Maynard and Coach Lamb, Thomas, just like you, wanted to see Hamilton get an end zone on that scoop and score. So they're trying to hook up with him on the offensive side here. Now, coming into this sixth game of the year, Hamilton, from his tight end position, has three catches for 25 yards. The most memorable one, that screen pass on the final drive last week.
Big play to get that one started because, you know, believe it or not, had a penalty to start that drive, which backed us up, Daniel. And, you know, big call by Coach Maynard and a big play between Adams and Hamilton to move the chains.
Third and 10 for Clay County after incomplete passes on first and second down. Whistles blow. False start call against Clay County. This is going to back us up into our own territory. Ball was at the Rebel 147. This should put it at the Clay County 48, where it's going to be 3rd and 15. 3:23 and ticking. Second quarter. Clay County up 55-9. Dogs break cuddle. Not in a big rush here. Burgett splits left along with Kerr. Weston Burnwell to the right. Hamilton right as well at tight end. Adams to throw. Nate has time. Releases downfield. Targeting. Kerr could not hook up with him. So the 3rd and 15 pass falls incomplete. And Clay County for the first time tonight going to send on the punting unit. Senior Joseph Markham going to drop back. He's hit several nice ones in his time. Joseph Burnwell drops deep to receive for Red Boylan. 2:48, and this clock is stopped with that last incomplete pass. Clay County 4-1 on the year. Red Boylan 3-3. This is a Region 4A matchup. All four Region 4A teams advance to the postseason. Big seeding night here. Clay County wins this, and it'll set up a region championship match with Gordonsville in Week 10 at John Temple's Field. Joseph Burnwell going to stay away from it. Nice Markham punt rolls down to the 10-yard line. And the Red Dogs are going to take over from there. With a 90-yard field in front of them, good hustle by sophomore Hayden Adams to get down there and down the punt after letting it roll to the 10. Look forward to seeing some of these younger dogs in the second half, Thomas. I know they're chomping at the bit to play.
Yeah, I think you're going to see that. You know, we talked about it on the way over here. Sometimes you might see the starters on the opening possession of the second half, and then after that, it should be second string and beyond. And, you know, we talked about it in the pregame show. This is a good opportunity for these young players to get some experience against a varsity football team.
You know,
Rebel Springs is, they'll keep their players in.
Yeah.
So you're going to have youth versus starters here in the second half, I'd say.
Red Bullen has bolstered the numbers of the roster a bit. We've got a sack. They know it's just a tackle for loss. John Hamilton thought it was Link still with it, but he had handed off. So a big tackle for loss. Loss of 4 yards for the running back on that one. Backing Red Bullen up to their own 6. They're getting in dangerous territory here. Second 14 now. Red Bullen, a lot of years, as have we in the past, struggled to have enough guys to, you know, have a full practice. You want to have at least 22 so you can have a full scrimmage in practice. And they've got that this year. Looks like upper 20s probably on the squad. I see several more than 11 across the way on the sideline. Double set for Red Bullen. Two went out to either side. Link rolls left. Under pressure. Going to be a safety. Who is it?
I think it's over the top there. Look, you're looking at
Ben Maxfield.
I believe it's Hunter Kyle, Daniel, the senior, 53 over the top, Maxfield underneath, who had the pressure from the outside. But I think Kyle engaged him first on, you know, weak from our angle, it looked like Maxfield. But I believe Kyle from that far sideline. They're putting it down on the 1 yard line, so just a sack.
One official did signal safety. However, they have corrected that, and I understand that. 1:25 left here in the second quarter. Red Bullen with it at the 1-inch line. I'm sure the back nose of that ball probably touching the goal line. But Clay County in a good opportunity here to get a safety on this play. Third and around 17. No, it should be 3rd and 19 if it's on the 1-inch line because they took over at their own 10. Link goes under center, hands off to a tailback in the eye. He works hard to get out of the end zone. They're going to grant him that.
Great lick right in the middle, Daniel. I think that was a...
Maxfield coming back on with Anderson.
McElroy stopping it up. Anderson and Maxfield both with first contact, I think, up high.
Ball still in a precarious situation, so what do you do if you're Red Bull in here? 4th and 19, your punter is going to be standing literally with his heels on the back line of the end zone.
Well, it might not have to do anything, Daniel. We're under 30 seconds.
I would imagine that the officiating crew would allow Red Bull to let this thing run out here.
And, yeah, I think that's what needs to happen.
Speaking of humane, a group that's not Budget Pest Control, they'll take care of any varmints you got going around. We're going to have an update from them coming up here at halftime, along with a lot of other things on the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. Timeout has been taken. 10 seconds left here in the second quarter. We're going to go to break. Red Bowling with the timeout. 10 seconds remain. Clay County 55, Red Bowling none.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live, Red Bull going to punt. Punter in a dangerous situation. Heels on the end zone. Clay County lets him get it off. Does not bring pressure. Jimmy Burchett going to receive it at the 38. Here Jimmy comes. Is the buzzer's going to sound in the second quarter? Will Jimmy get into the end zone? 15, 10, cuts back. Has blocking. 5. He's going to get into the end zone. And we've got a penalty coming. Is it going to come back?
I'm afraid so, Daniel. The official threw it from the 40-yard line. Pretty good toss by him. It landed inside the 20. So I'm not sure what he could see from the backside trailing that play. But Jimmy Burchett, I don't care if it comes back or not, Daniel. That was a great run. You saw the patience on the outside. Took his time, let his blockers get downfield in front of him. And once they got engaged, he cut it back with about 2 jump stops to the middle and just was not going to be designed. They're picking up the flag.
Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Jimmy Burchett. A special teams return touchdown of around 38 yards for senior Jimmy Burchett. His first touchdown on the night. Clay County, I've lost track. They're up to 61 to nothing right now. So I guess that's 9 touchdowns. They waved it off, I thought. Garrett's home for the PAT. Points have not been added to the scoreboard, but it is a Clay County touchdown,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, it is.
No time here on the clock. First half ran out as Burchett was returning it. Snap, set, kicks away, and what a beauty. Garrett with an exclamation mark there after the Jimmy Burchett special teams touchdown. 62-0 the score here in halftime. It's time for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first 2 quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver,
a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome to Red Bowling Springs, Tennessee, for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County leads Red Bowling Springs 62-0. And it's been all black and gold Bulldogs here in Red Bowling Springs as they scored, it was 35-0 at the end of the first quarter. The first points coming on a Joseph Markham 2-yard touchdown run. It made it 6-0. Then Alec Kerr went to work. Nate Adams found him for 69 yards for a touchdown. Kerr added the 2-point conversion, and Clay County led 14-0 with about 3 minutes gone off the first quarter clock. They forced a 3-and-out on Red Bowling Springs. Then Adams took it himself from 10 yards out with 3:13 left in the first quarter. Then he found Kerr for the 2-point. It was 22-0. And then back-to-back pick sixes from Clay County, one by Alec Kerr for about 25 yards and the next from Joseph Markham for about 35 yards. And Clay County was up 35-0. They followed that up with another drive where Markham capped it from 16 yards out. It was 42-0. Adams then ran it in from 7 yards out, and it made it 48-0. Then he had a pick six of his own, and it was 55-0 midway through the second quarter before senior Jimmy Burchett capped the half with a 38-yard punt return touchdown for your halftime score of 62-0. Clay County has scored 9 touchdowns, 4 rushing, 1 through the air, receiving, 3 defensively, and 1 on special teams. Yardage-wise, they racked up 224 yards on 22 plays, including 16 rushes for 153 yards in those 4 touchdowns. And Adams is 2 for 6 for 71 yards and a touchdown. Leading rusher tonight so far, the senior Joseph Markham. He has 9 carries for 64 yards and 2 touchdowns. Alec Kerr, 4 carries, 71 yards, and the rushing touchdown. You know, I guess he would be the leading rusher. Markham with more carries, Kerr with more yards. And then Nate Adams, 2 rushing touchdowns, has 3 carries for 18 yards. Defensively, not a lot of huge numbers there because Red Bull and Springs hasn't had many offensive plays. Alec Kerr, Joseph Markham, Weston Birdwell, Ricardo McElroy, and Leighton Brown all lead the way with 2 tackles for Clay County. Again, Clay County leads 62-0 here at halftime in Red Bull and Springs. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection, because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back here to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show from Red Bull and Springs. Clay County leading it 62-0. Here at the half, quickly going to kick over to Coach Edwards for a penalty update and Red Bull and Springs stats.
Red Bull and Springs stats, 11 rushes for 30 yards. Quarterback Aubrey Link, 1 of 9 for 2 yards, 3 INTs, all of which were returned for touchdowns by Clay County. 22 total plays, 32 total yards. Penalties, Red Bull in one penalty for 7. Clay County, 3 penalties, 20 yards.
Time now for the local sports lowdown, brought to you by Mankit Bank and Trust. Clay County Youth League football teams played their 4th games of the season in Salina this past Saturday against Smith County, with the visiting Owls coming out on top in all 3 games, leaving all of our teams still winless at 0-4 on the season. The flag contest finished 0-13. The juniors lost 0-22, and finally the seniors were defeated 6-41, with their score coming from Carter Colson. Next action for the youth league will be tomorrow in Woodbury as they face Cannon County. Games begin at 4:30. Junior high football. The junior high Bulldogs wrapped up their season on 8th grade night in Salina yesterday evening as they fell to Jackson County. The junior dogs trailed 0-6 after the first quarter before falling behind 0-18 at the half, and finished with a final score of 0-24. Their final record on the season was 1-7. I attended all those games. Tough year for those guys, but they played hard, and they're not that far away from being a good squad. Got a lot of good pieces in place, and they just need to keep plugging away. They're gonna be good before it's all said and done. Junior high volleyball and more, Coach Edwards. High school volleyball wrapped up their regular season, I think, as well.
They did, but first, Daniel, the Clay County High School golf team finished up their season Monday. They competed in the Region 4A tournament, Southern Hills and Baxter. The team placed 3rd overall, which eliminated them from postseason play. Congrats to the seniors on their fantastic golf careers as Bulldogs. Those seniors are Aiden Smith, Caleb McLaren, Colton Smith, Jacob Caulfield, Gavin Beasley, and Lexi Head.
Been a good group.
Cross-country teams competed Tuesday in Dunlap, where senior Jed McLaren turned in his best time of the season at 20 minutes and 30 seconds in the 3.1-mile race.
That's pretty solid.
That is. Volleyball, the Clay County High School Lady Dogs fell to first-place Watertown 3-0 and also suffered a close 3-1 loss to the Lady Yellow Jackets of Trousdale County this week. District tournament action begins Monday. The higher seeds are going to host first round. And I believe that Thomas told me earlier that the Lady Dogs are going to travel to Trousdale County Monday for the first round game. And that first serve is at 5 p.m.
Yeah, they also had their senior night at that Trousdale County game, guys. And, you know, I was at the part of that game, and they played well with Trousdale for one game, and I think they lost – 3-1 and pretty competitive throughout. And to me, they should have a shot at the Lady Yellow Jackets in the first round.
Hopefully so.
Those seniors, I do have those listed here too. On that volleyball team, they were honored. That was Briley Burchett, Isabella Hale, Abby Head, Bailey Watson, Katie Burnett, and Calista Meadows, guys.
The junior high volleyball team finished their season up this week. On Monday, they defeated Dodson Branch by a score of 2-0, and they followed up that with a 2-1 win at Trousdale County on Thursday that finished their season and gave them a 9-5 overall record. There is no postseason tournament for junior high volleyball, so their season has ended. So congratulations, Coach Chambers and those girls. A good, solid volleyball season.
Yeah, sure was.
I interviewed him about mid-season, and he was talking about, you know, their goal with no postseason was trying to get to a 10-win season. I think he had maybe done that once before, or maybe 10 wins was going to be a record, something like that. So almost got there, 9-5, very successful campaign for them.
Look forward to those girls coming on up in the high school and keeping a strong program going to that level. This week's Oakland Sports Slowdown has been brought to you by Making Trust. Try out their new Premier Checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MakinBankandTrust.com. Making Bankin' Trust. Come grow with us. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's Trivia Challenge question. In the sixth game of the 1989 season, eighth-year head coach Russell Richardson led his Dogs in a 47-0 win over Redbone Springs. What two Bulldogs each scored two rushing touchdowns in the black and gold victory? Going to read that again right before Clay County kicks off here to start the third quarter. In the sixth game of the 1989 season, eighth-year head coach Russell Richardson led his Dogs in a 47-0 win over Redbone Springs. What two Bulldogs each scored two rushing touchdowns in the black and gold victory? If you think you know the answer, please text that in to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Third quarter action fixing to get going underway here. Going to let Coach Edwards give us a budget pest control scoreboard update here in just a moment. Kickoff has been made by Garrett Tackle, immediately made by a couple others. Coach, you want to go ahead and give us that budget pest control scoreboard update?
Give you a few right here. These are all halftime or right at halftime. Trousdale 6, Harpeth 7, Wartburg 6, York 27, Fayetteville 54, Cornersville 6, Smith County 28, Stratford 7, Upperman 21, Macon 7 at halftime. Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Friendly folks, unless you're a bug.
Red Bullen going to take over at their own 32 here, 68-yard field in front of them.
Talked to Coach Dickerson, and I was going through there, guys. Red Bullen and Clay County have agreed to go with 8-minute quarters here in the second half with a running clock. And we see wholesale changes here. We've got the second team defense in for Clay County.
I see number 27. I believe that's young Logan Jennings making the stop. No, Canyon Short. Junior Canyon Short making the stop. We've had a couple guesses here to the trivia. And if I can get the hotline working correctly here. First guess came in from listener Jason Narhead Hamilton. His first guess was himself and Scott Barlow. Half of that was right. He knew his part. It was Jason Arhan Hamilton. And then he sent in another guess a few moments later of himself and Eric Webb. And that's the correct answer. So, Jason, listen to that. Second win for him this year. We did have a few other guesses. It's another tackle being made. Braden Allred involved on the stop. He's the primary hitter. Nice to see junior Braden Allred out there. He had a horrendous traffic accident a couple weeks ago in Moss. Fortunately, he walked away virtually unscathed from that. Could have been very seriously injured. Fortunately, it was not. He records a stop here.
Yeah, it wasn't just a stop. Daniel, that was a collision. from All Red right there lowered the boom on the Red Bull Springs receiver there.
Tish Plumley, you come in with the guests of Tupi Kerr and Brian Burgett. Listener Linda Nelson to come in with the guests of Michael Adams and Bobby Scott. Great guesses there. But Jason Arhead Hamilton came in with the right one, himself and Eric Webb. They are the ones that had the two rushing touchdowns each in that one. So congratulations to Jason. His Red Bull and Springs with another run here. The Red Dog gets loose from the defense, moves the sticks on 3rd and 10. Ball now going to be in black and gold territory. That Subway Trivia Challenge brought to you by Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Also, listener Kenny Mattis, former Bulldog himself, a fullback in his time. He was graduated by the time the 89 season rolled around. He guessed Scott Barlow and Eric Webb, so he had half of it right. 1st and 10 for Ed Boylan. That link on the keeper off right side picks up 3 to 4. Thomas, I'll start helping you try to identify tacklers. Who did you see on that one?
I think it's the freshman Colton Brown, 55. Is that right?
Brown does wear 55 in playing that reserve defensive tackle, getting a stop. It'll be 2nd and around 6 for Red Bull and Springs. Ball sitting in Clay County territory at what we'll call the 41.
Well, we got, wholesale changes up front. Maybe Ernesto Sanchez in the middle, Brown at one tackle, and can't quite make out the other one, Daniel.
I believe that could be sophomore Caden Strong, wearing number 74. Heading off inside to Red Bull and Springs. They try to go around left end. Not much there. Pretty good reserve dog defense. It's going to be a challenge throughout the rest of this contest trying to identify tacklers.
I think you have to go with Sanchez on that one, getting horizontal from his nose guard position and making first contact from the middle.
Hayden Adams helping out from his outside linebacker spot over there.
Got Worm Smith in the linebacking core, along with Adams, and I'm not sure who this near side linebacker is. Maybe 45. Is that Burnett?
Eli Burnett, the sophomore, does wear 45. So Reese Adams is in there inside.
Outside walking up is Cole Eads on the. No, that's Hayden, number 8.
Brown, not the primary. He was involved. Let's credit Worm Smith. He did a good job coming up and filling B-gap as the Red Dog tried to run between guard and tackle on the right side. So 4th down now, unless I'm mistaken, for Edmund Springs. The ball sits in Clay County territory at the 37. 4th and a long 1, we'll call it. Red Bull needs to get very near the 35 here. Shotgun set. Quarterback keeper off left side. Gets enough for the 1st down. 10 of 11 dogs on the defensive side involved on the stop that time. Good gang tackle. I believe Hayden Adams might have been there. I believe Hayden collapsed in. And
I think you're right, Daniel.
Certainly was joined by others. See number 24. Logan Jennings playing that far side defensive back. Braden Allred playing this near side defensive back.
Nolan Adams back there at safety, I think, number 1, along with him.
Is that Layton Brown joining him? No, it's Canyon Short joining
Short
him.
Short joining him at safety.
Links to the quarterback, Fred Bowen drops the snap, picks it up, fights to get back to the line. Going to do so with his big 6'4", 220-pound frame.
Ernesto Sanchez with another stop in the middle, Daniel. He's been active in there.
The junior, a good-sized guy, strong player. Look for him to be a mainstay next year on that defensive front. And important to see him get minutes here. As you mentioned, Thomas, we've got a lot of football left this season. Hopefully a deep playoff run coming. So getting reps here can build some depth for a future contest.
Yeah, 3 seniors on that defensive front for starting for Clay County and Hamilton and Kyle and Ricardo McElroy. So you're right, valuable experience here for these young folks that are going to have to play huge roles next season.
No doubt. 45 seconds and ticking here in this short 8-minute running clock third quarter. Clay County does lead it 62-9. Hand off to a back. He's around the right side. Going to be met by several dogs. Braden Allred involved on it. The primary still on the ground and a bit shaken up, I believe, for Clay County. That's going to be Hayden Adams. Have to credit Hayden each time that we've seen the young sophomore come into action. He's always involved around the play. Of course, we mentioned before, his dad, Matt Adams, a great bulldog in his time. So a chip off the old block there for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. We've seen Adams come in, make special teams plays, and you know, just makes an impact when he's on the field. And came off a little hobbled on that one, I think, Daniel.
Got banged up. Redmond Springs is going to have to hurry if they want another play in this third quarter, and they don't want it. Buzzer's going to sound. Third quarter was quick, Coach Edwards. You're pleased with it, are you not?
I am, Daniel. Not because of the way it's going, just because it's so doggone cold here. I'll wrap this thing up.
62-0, the score is the score at the half. It's a score at the end of the third quarter. We'll be back after a few ads.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Back here live for fourth quarter action, Redbone Springs. It'll be third and a long one for the Red Dogs. Ball sitting at the Clay County 30. Redbone Springs has had the ball for the entirety of the third quarter, Thomas, and now into the fourth. This short 8-minute quarters with the running clock went quick.
Yeah, it did, Daniel, and you can kind of see the difference. You know, like I said, varsity football team versus reserves here. And, you know, Clay County's holding their own. One big play kind of got them down there. And since then, they've got them in a third and short.
Had them in a fourth and short earlier.
Right.
Red Bull and taking their time getting lined up here.
I think it's the chain gang. They're waiting on them to get set, Daniel.
As we mentioned, Clay County going to be in action back at John Teeples Field next Friday night. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. If you happen to be on the road perhaps during fall break or something on vacation, we'll be there to call it. Just tune us in. Still waiting for the whistle. Here it comes. Fourth quarter action now going to get underway. Link in the gun. Wide out to either side. Play action pass. Going for the end zone. Link with a bomb. Going to be caught. What a grab. Nice catch.
Hackney.
That's number 11.
It's Hackney.
Christopher Hackney, the junior wideout, receiving the nice pass from classmate junior quarterback Aubrey Link. And Red Bull and Springs on the board, 62-6, 7:33 and ticking fourth quarter.
Yeah, pretty good coverage right there. You know, the Hackney got a step on the defensive back, but he closed it out. A great ball from Link, and an even better catch by Hackney right at the back line, Daniel, as he's going to the ground.
Yeah, they were working against Logan Jennings. Like you said, Jennings right there in position. It's a well-thrown ball, and as you mentioned, even better catch by Hackney. With this is Link, going to try the extra point. Left-handed passer, left-footed kicker. Snap, set, kicks away, end over end, and through the uprights. 62-7, 6:52 and ticking, fourth quarter, and I don't think they're even going to stop it on this possession change. We're going to play one ad, come back.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Measure and I from Red Bull and Springs, Clay County with their second unit kick return out there. Now, this is something you seldom get to. A lot of times in contests like this, Thomas, you'll see the varsity group go back out there for special teams. But I like this, having the second unit do it.
I think it's just the back, the returners. Or the second team, I think, Daniel. You see Joseph Markham at the second level,
right,
and then Levi Garrett and others up front here. But we've got some different returners back there, and see if you can identify them.
Leighton Brown, the deep man. I believe Cole Leeds back there joining him. Could be Nolan Adams, can't tell. And number 20 back there joining him as well. Yeah, Waylon Cherry. Kick goes out of bounds, though, so we identified him for naught. Clay County going to take over here, so I'm excited to see the unit we get. I see Ernesto Sanchez, Jess Cox, Colton Brown, all going to be on the front line. Caleb Weir probably going to come in and play the center. Yeah, I see the 64 out there.
Yep.
Weir wears that. Left tackle, I don't know, unless it's Brown. Nolan Adams, freshman, going to play quarterback here. Nolan's had a bit of a leg injury, looks healthy though.
Yeah, Brown at tailback, it looks like.
Leighton Brown, the junior, going to be lined up at tailback. Brayden Allred splitting to the right. Unidentified slot receiver. Could be Cole Leeds in the slot. Hand off to Brown. He's off right side.
What?
Here he comes. Full head of steam. Pickup of around 5 or 6 yards. Play originated at the 35 of Red Bull and Springs, where Clay County took over after the kick went out of bounds. So a gain of 6 for Leighton. I believe that could be his first carry on the season. I've got some season totals here.
Yeah, we've seen Eads kind of in this backup tailback role, and Eads playing, I think, maybe the fullback now, Daniel, helping sniffer back and Brown at tailback.
Hands off to Brown again. Right side. 45.
There he goes.
45. 40. Dodges. 35. Down to the 30. Finally brought down. Good run by junior Lake Brown. Flips the field. They're going to spot him at the 28. Officials blow the conch dead for the chains to move. Chain gang's not been very inspired tonight. Oh, injury timeout. We're going to go to break. Clay County up 62-7. 3:56 left here in the contest.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Back here live, coming out of this injury timeout, is Red Bull and Springs player number 9, Adrian Sieber, sophomore running back that was shaking up on the play. He is exiting the field, being helped by the trainer. I believe that is Clay County's trainer. It's my understanding that is head coach Bruce Lamb's oldest daughter that is performing that duty alongside longtime trainer Chad Holloway for the Dogs. So that's been a nice addition. Clay County with the football spotted at the Red Bull and 28-yard line. Nolan Adams in the gun. Leighton Brown behind him is the running back. Another handoff to Brown. He's off the left side of the line. brought down by a couple of red dogs, but only after he gets down to around the 24, 23-yard line. I'm going to have to check the spot. I'm going to say the 24. Ball sits in the middle of the field, close to the right hash.
You talked about Brown and his speed to get to the outside. I'll tell you, I'm impressed by this reserve offensive line and the fullback and others. They're really blocking well, especially on that long run.
Reese Adams playing the tight end with this group. Another handoff to Brown. 3 to 4 more. Breaks out of a tackle. Started at the Red Bull 24-yard line. Now they're going to advance the ball up to the 19, so a gain of 5 for Brown. First contact was made on him around 2 to 3 yards into the run. He powered through a tackle to pick up a few more. 2:50 and ticking. Coach, I'm assuming that we are ahead of a lot of other contests outside of those that are happening in East Tennessee anyway. So the budget pest control scoreboard update that comes on the CarQuest postgame show might be a bit thin.
It could be. It could be fourth quarter scores.
Another handoff to Brown. Tries to use a stiff arm. Not going to escape this time. Nice tackle made by Red Dog. That was Link on the tackle. Maybe he's playing defensive end for him. Loss of yardage. Backs it up to the 25.
Yeah.
Loss of 6?
Yep. Yeah, just what I said, Daniel. You know, you talked about Link being able to play for any team in this league.
He could.
You know, he's out there going against these guys with zero experience. So you got to give Clay County credit, really, for moving the ball against this team.
Sure. You mentioned his offensive line doing a good job up front. Adams in the gun. Ball at the Red Bull on 25. Flags fly. Going to be an offensive infraction against Clay County. It was a handoff to Brown that didn't net much yardage. I'm assuming that Red Bull will accept the penalty and negate the carry for Brown. Officials conference. False start, Clay County. We're down to 1.5 minutes left in this one. These shortened 8-minute quarters in the second half with the running clock have really made quick work of this. 62-7, the score. Of course, Clay County had that 62 points at halftime, if you recall. Well, I missed it. What happened?
Must have been turnover on downs, then, I guess, Daniel, or something. I don't know. Can't do that on a penalty, can you?
Can you identify the...
I believe it was a turnover on downs.
Was it fourth down? Okay.
It was fourth down, but...
I think they declined the penalty.
Oh, they declined it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, declined the penalty.
So the ball's sitting, Thomas, at the Redbourne Springs 28 is where it's at now. After I think Brown lost a couple on the last carry. Tall sweep, Redbourne. First and 10. Could be the last play of the contest. Tackle made by Hayden Adams. We talk about it a lot, but Adams a regular when he's on the field getting to the football. 30 seconds and ticking. This one may not see another play. We'll have to see what head coach Jeffrey Link for the Red Dogs wants to do. Thomas, you called for a clean game, an efficient game. It's happened. Scores in all phases for Clay County. Very few penalties for Clay County. Just, more importantly, no injuries for Clay County.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest thing. And again, you know, some players get some experience on the backside, too. So, overall, a very successful trip to your neighboring county rival.
Handing off to the fullback. Last play of the contest. Nothing going to happen for him. Tackle's going to be made by Canyon Short as he flies up field from his safety position. And this one goes final. The Black and Gold Bulldogs of Clay County, 62. The Red and Silver Bulldogs of Red Bull and Springs, 7. This one's final. We're going to put some stats together, come back, and do the CarQuest postgame show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TBS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back here to the CarQuest postgame show from Red Bull and Springs. Clay County big winners tonight, 62-7. They moved to 5-1 on the year. Red Bull and Springs falls to 3-4 on the year. Clay County now 2-0 in Region 4A play. Only one region contest left for the Black and Gold Dogs to play, and that is a regular season finale at John Tibbles Field against Gordesville. Let's talk about this one that just happened, though. Just complete and total dominance from the start. We knew it would be. No disrespect to Red Bull and Springs, but a completely inferior team to this Clay County squad this year. And it was just don't like Donkey Kong from the kickoff.
Yeah, Daniel, 9 touchdowns by Clay County in this first half, 5 of them coming in the first quarter. You know, we called for them to come out, be sharp, be clean, execute, show what they're made out of, and get this one over early. Well, they did that to a T. And it started with a huge run from Alec Kerr, a 38-yarder on the first play of this game that just kind of got it going. Markham capped that drive with a 2-yard touchdown, made it 6-0 with about a minute going into this ball game, Daniel, with Clay County taking the kickoff and taking it down and scoring. Forced a fumble on the next play from not the next play. Red Bonham had a big run, if you'll remember, and kind of looked first like this might be an early ball game early on, but it wasn't. Clay County bowed up. They got the ball back. One play, Daniel. Nate Adams found Alec Kerr with a quick screen. He did the rest. 69 yards later, Clay County was up 2 scores. He also added a 2-point conversion, and Clay County led 14-0. 3 and out ensued for Red Bull and Springs. And just like that again, Adams capped another drive for Clay County with a 10-yard run. Then he found Kerr for the 2-point conversion. Clay County is rolling 22-0. And then we saw back-to-back pick sixes. How many times can you say that? You know, Clay County never touched it on the offensive side of the ball, and they made it 35-0 in about 30 seconds. Alec Kerr with the first one, he caught it and took it back for about 25-yard return. 2-point failed, and then Joseph Markham pick six. He returned his about 35 yards, and it was 35-0. It's still time left in the first quarter.
Yeah, that's it's an impressive opening. I don't care who you're playing. You know, you still have to catch the ball when it comes your way. You still have to do things to make all that happen, regardless of opponent, and Clay Kenny did it.
And then they got a fumble on the net, forced a fumble on the Red Bull and Springs kickoff. Then it was just like points were coming over and over and over. Clay County, 1, 2, 3, 4 Joseph Markham runs in the end zone. Alec Kerr mixed in a 22-yarder where he finished it off with power down here. Markham capped it with 16-yard rushing touchdown. It was 42-0. And then we saw John Hamilton, another senior, got another turnover immediately, almost scooped and scored it, but instead Nate Adams ran it in from 7 yard line on the first play after Hamilton ran it down to there. It was 48-0, and then another immediate score. Nate Adams, a pick six, Daniel. It's 55-0. I don't know, and there was still about half the quarter left at that point.
Yeah.
Clay County ended up tacking one on for good measure right before the half, and that came in the form of senior Jimmy Burchett, a 38-yard punt return touchdown, and the PAT was good. It was 62-0 at the break.
Yeah, and it kind of stayed that way. Red Bull Springs, third quarter drive, chewed up all of the shortened 8-minute third quarter. They ended up scoring. Nice pass from Link to Hackney to get their touchdown, and Clay County Reserves did a nice job waiting around with some yardage there on the final drive, but 62-7, the final score, just tail one half.
It was.
Coach Edwards, you want to go ahead and give the listeners the Red Bull and Springs stats before we go to our promo break?
I would love to, if I can find them. 24 total plays for 105 yards. Obviously, most of that coming in those abbreviated second half there. They had the ball the entire third quarter. 21 rushes for 69 yards. Quarterback Aubrey Link, 3 of 13 through the air, 36 yards, 3 interceptions on the night.
Penalties?
Red Bull and 2 for 15, Clay County 4 for 25.
We're going to play one short promo, last about 60 seconds. Going to come back, give the Clay County stats, announce the TDS top performer, and do a budget pest control scoreboard update. We'll be right back. You're listening to the CarQuest Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final budget pest control scoreboard update. As we wrap up, the CarQuest Pro Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here live on the CarQuest postgame show. Once again, Clay County big winner, 62-7, moved to 5-1 on the year. Time for some Clay County stats.
Clay County, 28 plays, 261 total yards, 5 offensive touchdowns. They scored 9 on the night. 3 others came defensively, and then 1 on special teams. That Jimmy Burchett punt return touchdown. Clay County ran 22 times for 190 yards and 4 TDs and a 2-point conversion. And then quarterback Nate Adams, 2 for 6 for 71 yards and a touchdown and a 2-pointer. Leading rusher tonight, Alec Kerr, 4 carries, 71 yards, a 2-point conversion. Joseph Markham, 9 carries, 64 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Adams, he had 3 carries for 18 yards and 2 touchdowns. And then the young Leighton Brown came in, had a great second half there, carried the ball 6 times for 37 yards, the highlight being that 31-yarder on his second carry. Receiving-wise, 2 catches, both by Alec Kerr, the 69-yarder and the 3-yard. I didn't add that up right. I should have gave him 3 for that 2-point conversion instead of 2, Daniel, so that makes it 72 total passing yards. We don't want to cheat him by a yard.
That's right. That's right. I don't even know if you're supposed to add them, but we always do.
Well, we do.
Why not?
We do. So, one receiver on the night.
So, 2 catches for 72, a touchdown, and a 2-point
conversion.
Okay.
Defensively, not a huge amount on tackles for anybody just because Red Bull and Springs didn't run many offensive plays, Daniel. We'll just go down this list because it includes about 20 guys, it looks like. We got Alec Kerr, two stops, a pick six, and a recovered fumble. Joseph Markham, two stops, and a pick six. Austin Anderson, one tackle, and a recovered fumble. Maxfield, I get them all mixed up. They're about like Markham's. What's his first name?
Ben.
Ben Maxfield. One tackle and a forced fumble. Weston Burble, two tackles tonight. John Hamilton, one tackle, a tackle for loss, and a fumble recovery. Ricardo McElroy had two tackles. Jimmy Burchett, one tackle, and that punt return touchdown. I put that in my miscellaneous.
Yeah.
Levi Garrett, one stop tonight. Hunter Kyle, I thought he had a good night in his return from injury. Two tackles tonight and a sack.
Should have been a safety.
It should have been. Leighton Brown, two tackles tonight. Nate Adams had the pick six. Canyon Short, two tackles tonight. Allred comes up with one stop. Logan Jennings has one. Colton Brown has one. Ernesto Sanchez, two stops. Warren Smith, one. And your leading tackler, Hayden Adams. Three tackles tonight. That's a lot of people.
It is. It is. Time to announce the you got anything more than that?
That's it. Wraps up the Clay County stats.
Time to announce tonight's TDS top performer. Obviously, a lot of good ones we could have chose from tonight, but we settled in on senior do-it-all, all-stater. He has electrified the Twin Lakes broadcast booth and the Twin Lakes traveling broadcast table so many times over the years. He did it again tonight. Alec Kerr. Just how special a talent that young man is. He just does stuff that, honestly, most other people can't do that come through this program. Just you see him. He'll take the quick screen, make one move. He's down the sideline. You mentioned it tonight, Thomas, off air. When he gets bottled up, he seldom does. But when he does, back against the wall, he turns into a power runner, lowers the shoulder, and does what he needs to there. Got all the tools in the box. And gets it done in all phases, defensively, pick sixes, punt returns, rushes, receiving. I looked the other day on his career. This would have been current up to 2 weeks ago. He had 31 touchdowns on about 180 attempts. That's combined catches and rushes. So basically one out of every six times in his career that he touches it, he takes it to the end zone. That may not sound like a lot, but that's a lot.
Hey, that's right there, you know. And we've seen Alec throughout this season, throughout his career, you know, those stats show he doesn't get a whole lot of opportunities.
No.
But, you know, it doesn't take many opportunities for Alec Kerr. When he touches the ball, he makes things happen. And if he doesn't get in the end zone, it's an electric play that changes the ball game most of the time. And, for instance, tonight, Alec Kerr had five offensive touches. For a total of 140 yards, Daniel.
Right at 30 yards a touch.
Almost 30 yards a touch. And it started, it started early. Alec Kerr, first play of the game, he breaks a 38-yard run to put Clay County in position. Then we swing it out to him, and he takes it 69 yards. It's like he sizes people up. That play especially, you know, he's kind of put it in cruise for just a second as he went horizontal when he caught that ball. Size those guys up and just turn on the Jets to go by them. And, you know, when Alec Kerr touches the ball, you hold your breath.
Yeah.
You know something's fixing to happen, and he made it happen here tonight. We talked about his stats. He's a leading rusher with 71 yards rushing. He was the only receiver with all the passing and receiving yards. He had the pick six. It was the first one of the night that kind of got this thing going, and Alec Kerr comes to play every night, but he really can't play tonight.
Yeah, really set the tone from that opening offensive play with that 38-yard run. Coach Edwards, thoughts on Alec Kerr, his performance tonight, maybe just in general about the young man?
Well, just in general, you know, he played basketball as a freshman and came out this spring and played some AAU with us and went to camp with us this summer. And just the best way for me to describe him, I think, regardless of the sport he's playing, he's just a playmaker.
Yeah.
He just makes things happen, you know. It doesn't matter if it's football or basketball or maybe even bowling. I don't know. But he makes things happen.
You hear the term, kind of an old-fashioned term, lightning in a bottle or something. That's kind of what he is. So explosive. Tonight's TDS top performer, Alec Kerr. And as always, that is brought to you by TDS Disposal.
Serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders, Daniel.
That's exactly right. You wrote it. You know it well. Final budget pest control scoreboard update. I didn't get to listen to the one earlier. I'm curious to hear what's going on.
Well, you're not going to like some of them, but the few that we'll go through here, the few that we have, Coalfield gets back in the win column, 49-0 over Midway. Upperman up 28-7 over Macon. That last score was in the third quarter. I know it. What about that,
guys? Say it one more time. Upperman up what?
Upperman up 28-7 in the third over undefeated Macon County.
Who did you take in that one?
Macon.
We all did.
Took Macon.
Okay.
What about the Bees, though? Are you talking about making a statement there?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, nothing's lost for them. You know, I don't know what their goal was. Unless it was an undefeated season, they can still obtain any goal they had set before.
Right. Smith County up 41-7 over Stratford in the third. Fayetteville all over Cornersville, 54-6. That was a halftime score, so not sure what it is now. York defeats Wartburg, 34-6. Trousdale up 12-7 on Harpeth. They could be sniffing their first win of the year. It's in the third quarter.
Well, at least they're on the board.
Yeah.
They haven't scored much this year. They have scored, but not much.
Gordonsville 14, Joe Burns 0. That one's in the third. Maplewood.
Coach Atkins making that one a tough one, kind of like he did to us for a while.
He had a couple good athletes on that Joe Burns team.
Maplewood up 32-10 over Jackson County in the fourth quarter. They've pulled away with that one.
It's a wash anyway.
We're not very good at this, guys.
Now, Maplewood was 11-point favorites.
The only other one was McKenzie 23, Dresden 7 at halftime. And that one is, I don't know, that was a while back. So we'll see. Maybe Dresden is tonight's Bears, for your sake, Daniel.
It's hard to say, I lost that last night.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They are friendly folks, unless you're a bug.
Big night for Clay County here at Red Bull in Spring, 62-7. The final score, Clay County 5-1 on the year. They are back at home at John Peebles Field next Friday night. Clay County Schools is on fall break this coming week, but there will be a football game. 7 o'clock kickoff against former Clay County offensive coordinator, who's the head coach at Scott County now, Chris Harris. Come on out and support the Dogs if you can. If you can't, tune us in. We'll be here on the Horizon Sports Network. For Rob Edwards and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.